Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the official sports podcast of the Blackout Test Premium Network. We're back for another week, and by we, I always mean me and my co-host. That's right, I got my man, 50 Grand, my man, Jay Trill, Jay Treasy. What's up?
What's going on, fam?
Not much, man.
My brother from another mother.
Glad to see you back, man. You know, it's been another week.
Highlight of my week so far.
Yeah, and it's the end of the week, so that's, you know, it's doing good. I had a pretty good week, so, you know, it's pretty big.
I had a good week, too, but, I'm telling you, it's just something about Fridays, knowing I'm coming to do the show.
For sure, man.
It's just something about it. Y'all just don't understand.
And we actually have, you know, we took the week off, so we didn't even do any other shows. So only premium people are getting this, you know, like we've been getting a lot of stuff on Twitter. Hey, where's the show? It's been a week. Did y'all just take a week off? I'm like, kinda, unless you had paid, nigga, then you might be in here right now. We also got, a first time guest on the show, but not a first time guest on the Blackout Tips, but first time guest on, the sports podcast. A guy that we talk sports with all the time when he's around in real life. Normally we clowning him and making jokes about his arguments. And I said, we should record this so everyone can laugh at you. It's my man, Vic. What's up, dog?
What up? V Jizzle. V ain't got no baby mama. V, me and Rye got the same birthday. What's good?
I should have called him Victor and then like brought back all the bully memories, but we're not going to do that.
I ain't no punk like Martin though. So, you know, we going to fight.
We got my man Vic in here, man. We just going to talk some sports, man, but we cannot start the show without playing the official theme show music. Let's go ahead and get right into that now.
How, Dave?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That, Dave?
That's right, Dave.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. Positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make a south mouth mouth. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep.
In love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love. Let the church say amen. Alright, man. So we got a full docket, man. We always start the show the same way every week. Talk about the NFL games that happened last week. Vic, do you watch the NFL at all?
Oh, definitely.
All right, man. So you can get right on in this. Let's start with the first game of this week because it's Friday. So we got to see Thursday night football, unfortunately for everybody. Thursday night football is always, not always, but it's normally pretty terrible. So, last night the Colts played, Tennessee Titans and, they won. The Colts won.
Oh, that's bullshit.
But I have to make another note. Another slow start for Andrew Luck and the crew, man. Everybody keeps swearing by this dude, but don't be shook. Don't be surprised when this motherfucker is one and done in the playoffs, man. When they like it, you can't keep having these slow starts and fourth quarter comebacks and be a successful team all the time. It's getting to be too much. And he's playing so shitty in first halves at this point that he's putting his team in a bad situation. I think if these teams were better teams, they would have lost these games. But they playing against, you know, some sorry motherfuckers.
Right. No touchdowns?
No touchdowns. Like one rushing touchdown. But no, he didn't throw for any touchdowns.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They put up 30 points on the board. And think about it. He didn't get any passing touchdowns. That's a lot of points to not have a passing touchdown.
Well, I mean, he did good with his legs. I mean, you know, so he moved around a bit. And, you know, I know we're not talking about the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm. but this further proves that Cam Newton is a great quarterback because since, you know, he has lost his number one receiver, mm-hmm. he hasn't done shit. Right. And, you know, Cam doesn't have the same receivers that Luck has had or right. the same group of cast around him. You see now, people now know that Cam is a elite quarterback if he had the same weapons as a Andrew Luck or a Matt Ryan, which yeah. Matt Ryan is thinking it up too.
I knew it. Every time you talk about Luck, you niggas got to bring up Cam Newton. Look, every single time. We can't just talk about the white boy Luck and allow him to talk about him? Why we got to talk about Newton when we talk about Luck?
What's funny is T.Y. Hilton would start on the Panthers right now. Like, and be the number one receiver.
The number one.
Yeah, like, unquestionable.
Even though he is on my fantasy football just for shout out T.Y. Hilton.
But here's the thing that I think is going to go unnoticed, but it's the real story of this game. They finally realized that Trent Richardson sucks, like I've been saying for... yeah. I've been saying since the fucking season started. Trent Richardson is not good. And
he's not.
They decided like, oh, you know what? We have another dude, Donald Brown, that's been here longer and has had success. Why don't we give him the ball to the tune of 14 carries for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns?
And you know what? And I will say, and Trent Richardson's, you know, and just to defend him, he's not explosive. I mean, he's good. I mean, in an offense like the Seahawks, or the San Francisco, you know, 49ers, where they need that 4 yards, they need that guy just to pound the ball, he would be good. But in this kind of offense, like Luck, you know, you generally have a one back sitting in the backfield. He has to be explosive. He has to get through it. And Richardson doesn't have that speed. Hell, even Jim Brown, the Browns' all-time leading rusher, did not want them drafting this dude. And he said it. He was ordinary. He was not great to be a number 4 pick. So, I mean.
Yeah, he was right, dog. He was right.
But here's the thing. How was Cleveland wrong and then right all at the same time? Like, I just can't believe that they were so smart and get rid of him when they did.
I believe it, man.
They were right because it was like, it's like that girl in the club that you meet and you like, damn, she's so good. She look good. I got to get with her. Mm-hmm. And then you find out this chick is crazy. So then, you know, most dudes keep dealing with her until they get her pregnant.
You don't expect Cleveland to be that smart though.
Right.
You expect Cleveland to make a bad decision.
Yeah.
You expect Cleveland to get her pregnant, you know, even buy her a ring. Marry him.
Be holding their hands.
Deposit for the wedding. Like you walk it down the aisle. Yeah. And right before they say I do is when they be like, wait, this is a mistake. Yeah. That's what I'm used to.
And then with no prenup. And then marry with no prenup.
But the thing with Cleveland is I feel like this is a guy that, like, say you're looking at, like, Indiana was looking at the chick in the club. I was like, damn, Trent Richardson, you fine. Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
And Cleveland was like, yeah, man, you should buy a drink. Here's $10. You know what I mean? Like, they was like, I thought y'all was together. Yeah. Hey, man, she ain't with me. That's just my buddy. Like, take off my hands. Yeah. Like, it never crossed their minds that they might be getting a busted deal, man. Trent Richardson is not good at running the ball, man. He's terrible.
It was like when Michael Strahan married Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. Eddie Murphy was like, man, I got 5 kids, but you can have her. All the miles of her is gone.
And the thing is, when the trade happened, I clowned Cleveland too. Everybody did. It's like, really? Y'all just giving up this fast on this dude?
Yeah.
And I also remember, like, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 weeks into his tenure with Indianapolis. I remember I came on a podcast and I was like asking Justin, like, hey man, is it me or is this nigga sorry? And even Justin was kind of like, nah, I don't think so. It's a little early to say that. Man, it's been like 7 weeks since then. Like, this nigga is sorry, dog.
I just refuse to believe Cleveland was right. It had nothing to do with it. That's the thing. I wasn't basing off anything he was doing on the field. It was all about Cleveland making that decision. They're wrong.
They're known for wifing up ugly women. So you just like, it don't care if it's Halle Berry. Like, it don't matter. You can't give them props for that because it's just Cleveland.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they got Brandon Whedon still. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
so,
Brandon, they don't even want Brandon Whedon. Like, it's like the fucking final destination for Brandon Whedon with them because they always have someone starting over him. Then that dude gets hurt, and then Brandon Whedon back on the field.
Yeah, and then Cleveland keep winning. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, okay, they traded him. They trying to tank so they can get another running back.
Right.
But then it's like, oh, now you actually going to get a quarterback.
Can't help themselves, man.
Yeah, because next draft is going to be a strong quarterback.
But
draft.
They keep winning.
Yeah.
So but, they're not helping themselves.
But I think next year, though, is going to be one of the strongest quarterback drafts we're going to see in a long time. So even if you're in the second round or late, you're going to get a good QB.
And here's the thing. Even the Redskins, right now I think Cleveland record is the same as the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we could get a better pick in the draft than you. And do we pick a quarterback? Mm-hmm. And I'm leaning towards yes. Yeah. Should we go ahead and get?
So you want the Redskins to get a quarterback?
Man, I'm just saying.
Oh, we gonna get back.
Oh, yeah. We gonna really
get back to that later. To I'm writing that down. Redskins quarterback. I actually got an article about that. So okay, all right. Let's recap some more of these games. Eagles beat the Packers like I thought they would. Packers ain't got Aaron Rodgers no more, man.
Hey, Rod.
I mean, but at the same time, we got to talk about Nick Foles, 7 touchdowns. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week, like 3 touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah, so 12 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's
no
something
picks.
Crazy for the season. It's something like, he's got some type of crazy ass stat for the season where it's like he threw all these touchdowns and no picks.
12 touchdowns, that's crazy.
And people keep asking, like, man, you want him to start over Mike Vick? And at first I was like, no. Then for a while I was like, yeah, fuck it. Because okay, I thought he was going to come out 16, no picks.
Yeah. 16. Cameron Booker. Thanks.
I thought he was going to come onto the team and play terrible. And then I'll be able to be like, I told y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He just been killing these sorry teams. But I had an epiphany the other day. Most of the NFL is sorry.
Yeah.
So if he can only be good against sorry teams, that's still pretty good.
Well, that's the thing. That's who he's been great against.
Right. And then
the teams, you look at him like, get this nigga off the field.
Off the field.
And then you got to see it, though, from Riley Cooper's point. You know, he's really playing well. Riley Cooper has been playing amazing.
Riley Cooper goes up and gets those pure Aryan white man passes with no regard for his body.
He's like, do I want to catch this pass and go through the middle for Vic?
I was looking at the...
Which is crazy because Vic saved him.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Packers game and I saw him line up and say, I will take on any nigger in this backfield.
Yeah.
And then he went and got 2 touchdowns.
He's getting 2 out of the 3 passes.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing too though is he's getting the touchdowns and like Mike Vic came out this week and was like, I'm just happy for him. Like, I'm glad that he's, you know, playing well and it's good to see him in working hard. And I was like, even Mike Vick is just like, hey, man, what can you say?
Yeah. He's like, come on.
Here's the thing. He got only passed the ball to him 3 times the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 of those passes were for touchdowns.
Deep touchdowns. It's just Riley Cooper. I mean, he's like, I'm not going across the middle for this N-word for Michael Vick.
Yeah. Like, not a nigger pass.
No.
You just smack it down. Yeah. Ugh, get this out of my face.
I'm not going to run this route as hard.
Ryan Mexico need to pay a visit to Cooper.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I think Mike Vick is, happy to get his check right now.
Yeah.
The thing that people keep forgetting about Mike Vick is, he will never ever forget that he was almost out of the league.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're ever going to get to a point where Mike Vick is ungrateful anymore. And he'll always be like, hey man, I feel like Mike Vick is the dude that you go to in the locker room to complain. And then he's so optimistic. You just get tired of his shit. Cause you're like, damn, Mike, man, I wish you was out there starting, man. When you was out there, you know, I had better chemistry with, well, you know what, Deshaun? The Lord bless us with another day to wake up.
Yeah.
Like, Mike, are you serious, dog?
Because not only was Mike out the league, he was in prison and he was broke. And he went through bankruptcy.
He's seen the bottom of life, dog. Yeah. He don't give a fuck about this football shit no more, man.
Does he still owe money, though? Does he still owe it? Did he pay it off?
I
want
to say they had it where it was supposed to be paid off either.
Yeah,
last year, right?
I thought it's like because they still take money out of his check.
Yeah, but I want to say I know he had a deal where it was like either paid off by now or close to paid off.
Man, I can't wait till he free from that debt and see the Vic then. See what type of Mike Vic.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it on the record right now. I really think we won't see a difference.
I really think
he truly is grateful for a second chance, and you'll never have another Vic meltdown.
Man, I can't speak about y'all,
mm-hmm.
but I remember when I paid off my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, I got this extra money in my pocket. What am I going to spend it on now? Like,
but you know.
I had that ultimate thought. Now, I didn't go waste it. But I still thought about it.
Yeah,
and
but
I
you also,
for a good while.
It wasn't like your last car put you in prison for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little difference, man. I think if you remember Mike Vick before all this shit happened, he was flipping off fans.
Yeah.
Like, talking shit about, you know, not wanting to practice and shit. Like, I really feel like that dude's never coming back. He had to grow up.
When you broke, you become a different person, though.
You do.
You're not flipping off fans when you broke.
I don't think it's just about being broke. I think it's that prison, dog.
Man. Humbling. Everything. I think it's all of it. I mean, again, he went from being broke, bankruptcy, jail, prison, and then he gets another $100 million contract. I mean, for Vic, I think life has just humbled his
ass. Didn't want his kids to get a dog, man. Like, shit got real for this dude in a way that you can't even, like, I could never even fathom being watched that closely.
And I think, too, you know, when he was talking about Cam Newton and RG3, and he said, you know, he was like, you know, I should have been as good as they were, you know, coming in the league. I mean, because remember, for the first Vic's 2 years, he barely would pass over 2,000 yards. I mean, and he would always say, you know, he was the last person there. First one that leaves. And so everything, he's probably looking back at his life like, what is it, Mike Tyson? You know, he said he wrote a book, and now he's looking at how fucked up his life really is. Yeah. Vic is looking back and is like, damn, I fucked up big time. Like, he really probably could have been one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
And he didn't realize that it wouldn't always be like that.
Okay. Yeah. DB said he did pay his debt off.
Okay.
I think this him, dog.
So that's cool then. I mean, I'm happy for him either way. I'm just saying, I feel like I might have had that one moment where I'm like, shit, I don't owe nobody no bills. I don't have no bills. I got this extra money in my pocket. You know what? Let me go ahead and show y'all something real quick. Just one time.
Yeah, but for Vic, though, I mean, he got his brother, Marcus Vic. He got his family, his kids now. So now he ain't broke. Now they be like, oh, well, now that you ain't broke, can I get a house? Can I get this, and this now?
Yeah, I don't know if I would still be my brother's keeper.
Yeah,
in that situation, I might have to Nino Brown him.
He
mean G Money.
No, well, that's why I'm Nino. He would be Nino in that situation. Okay. I would have to Nino him. I would, you know what I'm saying?
Because I read his brother's tweets, Marcus Vick, because you know I really liked him at Virginia Tech, but I see his tweets. He's pretty arrogant. That motherfucker need to be cut off. He's up there. If it don't make money, it don't make sense. No, if Vic don't make money, it don't make sense.
You know what's funny? That is one of the reasons I knew Mike Vick was mature, is because he let his brother be that ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if it was a hustle, he would be like, nigga, I'm trying to get this money from these white folks. What's wrong with you? But he is such a zen place. Yeah. He's like, what will be, will be. If that's how the Lord meant it, that's just what he meant for my brother to be able to do. I can't control him. All right, so we beat the Packers. Packers are terrible without Aaron Rodgers and all their receivers being hurt. Even though Eddie Lacy is great.
And I do have to add one more thing. Now the league is talking about, since Aaron Rodgers is hurt, you know, they're trying to take.
I got an
measures.
Article on that too.
Okay, so we're gonna get.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it.
Okay.
I'll be researching, my brother.
Okay, all right.
Jaguars got their first win.
Shout out to them!
Yay! Against the Titans. I don't care about this game.
Yeah, right. But look at that, though.
What?
The Titans put up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, the Titans put up 27 against the winless Jaguars at the time.
Right.
And they did basically the same thing to the Colts.
Right. And the Colts could barely win that game. That's totally
a great point.
That's a good
That the Titans, one, should be better than that. But two, the Colts record should not be what it is.
They seem overrated, man. No offense to them dudes. I know that fans gonna be pissed. They seem overrated to me. The Steelers beat the Bills.
Big Ben back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who got raped?
In this case, the Bills, I guess. But hopefully nobody. I mean, you know.
Who played a rape victim?
Like
that was one of the SVU stand-ins. This rape victim was played by.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
I'm telling you, man. Listen,
justice insists on this rape thing every week. We cannot get through the Steelers. I'm gonna stop talking about the Steelers game
because I know he raped somebody. I know he raped somebody.
I don't even know how good he played.
She played raping. I know he could tell the difference, but it was enough. That's all I'm saying. It was enough. He could tell the difference, but it was enough. He just needed the initial thrill. Kind of like
role play in fantasy.
Yeah, kind of like.
But for the record, he played like shit.
Kind of like your boy from Silence of the Lambs.
He was 18 for 30, 204, one touchdown, one pick. I don't think that's good.
They won.
So I don't think any rape happened.
They won.
But you know, but again, he has no weapons.
Imagine full on rape.
You know what's funny though? People say he has no weapons. That's not the Steelers' problem. The Steelers' problem is they have no offensive line. They offensive line is shit, man. Like, they started the season and two of they dudes got out for the season.
Yeah.
Like, they just got real bad luck, man. What I want to know is, can they play ping pong and foosball and shit again? Like, can they get them locker room games back? Can we play spades again, or is that still off limits?
Big Ben played the games he wanted to play.
And that defense isn't the same anymore.
Yeah, that defense is old and nobody talking about it. Yeah.
He played hide and go get it. That's what he was playing.
Oh, God.
The Giants played the Raiders. Eli Manning got a win, dog. Good for him. The saddest part about this, my man Terrell Pryor took an L, man. I hate to see the black Tim Tebow get blanked out like this, but he be having them comical ass stat lines, dog. 122 yards passing. 122 yards passing?
Yeah.
For the game? Not practice, but the game.
And I do need to get a shout out to Andre Brown. He's from the New Bern area, Greenville Rose. And, you know, I have to say, give a shout out and say fuck you, because in high school, he stepped on the shit out of me and ran for 75 yards. It was very embarrassing. My father was there on the sideline, and you humiliated me in front of my friends and family.
And this is why I like Vic.
He was like, and then when he ran by, I was like, you half nigger. What was that?
Now, I can imagine Vic trying to stick his leg out and clip him all at the same time.
It was a tackle. Yeah, I went up for him, and then next minute, my face was in the ground, and then I saw him running.
Well, I'll tell you who else felt like that, the Oakland secondary, because that nigga had 115 yards. It wasn't even like a smooth, like sweet 115. Like, it was a hard run 30 times, 3 yards a carry. Like, that shit was all, I think, his longest run was 17 yards. Like, he was just straight up pounding in the motherfuckers. But I've been saying for a while that's what was pissing me off about Eli Manning, was that they were throwing way too much with him. And he's not that guy.
He really is.
He's been terrible this year.
Because as they said, I mean, he's not a Hall of Fame. He's won two Super Bowls, yes, two Super Bowls, but he's not, because he can't be the guy that gets him out of the jam. He just can't.
But that's why they can't fire Coughlin. Because if you take away Manning and you substitute another subpar quarterback in that is maybe throwing the same numbers he's throwing, they might actually be winning more games at this point.
But they're not gonna get rid of their two.
I'm just saying, like,
MVP.
When you look at their, like, if you look at their games and how bad he's been playing, here's just his passing attempts: 42, 49, 23 in a loss to Carolina, but that was because he came out early because they lost like because they beat Carolina 38-0. They lost 0.
Yeah,
38.
They lost 38-0.
Yeah. So he came out early. 37. At Kansas City, 52 at Philly, 26 at Chicago, 39, and then a win with 22. Like, there has to be balance, because all these games where he's throwing the ball a lot, he typically is throwing a lot of interceptions and shit.
Yeah, and I think, though, because, you know, the league is a copycat league. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to throw a lot of passes. It's a quarterback league. You know, we got to, you know, throw it out like everyone else is throwing out. And so, you know, but that's not Eli's game. He has to be maintained. The two championships that when Steelers won, they had that ground and pound game. Mm-hmm. Eli would throw it when necessary, but not throwing it all the time.
Right. He only had 140 yards this game. Pryor had 122. He was right there with him. We're saying Terrell Pryor played a terrible game.
Right.
Can we not say Eli also played a terrible game? And this is from your two-time winning Super Bowl winning quarterback throwing up numbers like a guy that just learned to throw the ball this year.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. I mean,
that's terrible.
And he does have better weapons than Terrell Pryor too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know what's going on with the receivers. Them niggas stay hurt.
Because me, Terrell Pryor, he's nothing more than a Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he really is a black Tim Tebow. I'm rooting for him, though.
He can run better than Tebow, though. I will give
him that. Oh, yeah, he do everything better than Tebow. Yeah. Nobody is as bad as Tebow, but he's a black Tim Tebow.
Well, he needs to come up with some type of pose for pitches.
Because that 93-yard touchdown he ran against the Steelers last week, that was that was tight.
The Colts scored 8 points last week in a 38-8 loss against the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tavon Austin, I mean, I had to give a shout-out to him.
Hey, man, here's the thing about the Tavon Austin shit. While it was great to watch, that shit's not going to happen again for the rest of the year because of how it happened. Like, it's one of them times where if you got him on your fantasy bench, I know his starting percentage went up by a good 50% this week.
Yeah, see, on my fantasy football league, no one has picked up Tavon Austin still because we know he's going to disappoint.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening. Like, that shit was like a kick return, a crossing route where he just basically got loose, somebody blew some coverage. And then, the one touchdown I think was a legit, like, long bomb touchdown. But even then, somebody the safety never came over.
Yeah,
two catches. You can't depend on that.
Right.
Yeah, you can't.
So, if you, pick them up if you want to, but.
You're gonna be highly disappointed.
Yeah, good luck with that motherfucker have like 0.5 points and shit.
On another note, if you got Luck as your quarterback, when are you benching him right now?
If I have a good backup, I would. Like if I had Nick Foles, I would bench Andrew Luck right now.
I would still keep him. I would still keep because in fantasy football league right now, I mean you only have maybe about 10-5 quarterbacks right now who are going to give you points every week.
Right.
And so I think Luck will have his breakout game because he is starting to run more. And so that's what he's going to do. He's going to be a broke version of Aaron Rodgers where he's just going to start using his feet and say fuck.
I think he's a top 12 quarterback, top 10. But every week I would look at the matchup. I would think about my bench and like who I have it because it really depends on who you have because like Vic said he's still top 10 but it's possible at this point with all the like turmoil and turnover it's possible that you could have two top 10 quarterbacks now because niggas that was supposed to be good ain't good this year
the way he playing I might trade him.
I'll keep it. I mean, because again, I have Cam Newton, and again, he disappoints me sometimes, and then he just really just does well. I mean, he's like that, off and on son, that does well on one point, comes again with all A's, and then, he gonna come home with one F, and it's just like, damn, son.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I would not, drop Andrew Luck or nothing stupid like that, but if I, say I got offered Tom Brady for Andrew Luck, I'd do it now.
Yeah.
Because I think Tom Brady people getting healthy and Andrew Luck people getting hurt.
Yeah, because Gronk is looking good.
Yeah, it's about time to make that switch. I think Tom Brady about to be a top 10 quarterback on the
way
down.
Hopefully not after Monday.
Who they play your team or something? Oh, they play the Panthers.
Tom Brady can be Tom Brady after Monday. After Monday.
If only that would work.
Yeah.
can you just do that next week?
Yeah, man. Just hold off on being Tom Brady, man. Yeah. Just hold on. Just look out for a brother.
Seattle beat Atlanta. I don't have a lot to say other than Matt Ryan's terrible still. Stop making excuses, everybody.
And then I would like to also point out again that Vic, people said they went about Vic in Atlanta. He did his thing. He won games there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it half-assed.
He won a playoff game.
Yes. And did it half-assed. And won in Green Bay at that point where no one was winning in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. He did what he did there in Atlanta. He didn't have those weapons. I mean, Matt Ryan's been, he has been stinking it up since, not just Roddy White got hurt, but also, he's been stinking it up. And Vic had no one. Algie Crumpler at that time was his go-to.
My favorite thing that people keep doing with Matt Ryan is at the beginning of every year, they keep saying how he's elite. And then, whenever he goes through this lull where he has a month of bad games, people start making all these excuses. It's like, I'm not talking about just this year. It's been 3 years of him having a bad October, November, and people just acting like it's not happening. Yeah. He's not elite because he can't consistently be good. Because
he's been there since Vic left. Yeah. That's been, 6 years now.
And has had the weapons, the defense, everything that Vic didn't have. And Vic was, again, doing it half-ass and was still doing better than this.
But can we talk about how good Russell Wilson played, though?
One second. We will. I won't forget that. But he threw the ball 61 times like 2 weeks ago. 61 times, dude. Like, they still lost. They put up 13 points. You know, that, like, it's that kind of shit that I'm just like, I don't feel like that happens to elite quarterbacks, you know, like it does to him, it seems. Last season, he had a similar, like, little spate of games where all of a sudden he was throwing five picks against Arizona, one touchdown against Tampa Bay, one touchdown against New Orleans. Like, that's not elite, and these shits always happen in a row. The only reason I know this is because I play fantasy football, and I keep track of shit like this where I'm like, doesn't this dude always play bad at the end of the year when I'm trying to make the playoffs? Fuck no, he can't be on my team. But you're right, Russell Wilson did do his thing again. Seattle, man, just... He's just so smart, man.
And it's Marshall Wilson. They definitely Marshawn. I mean, he is doing his thing. I mean, Lynch is just doing his thing. And that's why I say someone for Richardson who doesn't have that explosiveness would be good in that kind of offense. They just give him the ball, ground and pound. Just give us 4 yards, we good. And they have that great defense. And
I think Marshawn Lynch, his ability to punish people for tackling him is probably top two or three in the league.
Yeah.
And I don't think Trent Richardson even got that.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah,
like, Marshawn Lynch do shit where, like, it's not that time that you hit him that's going to stop it, but the next time it's like, you still trying to tackle this dude? I don't think so. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, look at Russell's performance, man. It's like, if the defense is allowing him to pass, he will pass on your ass and he will get them yards.
Yeah.
But if they playing a good defense and they covering the receivers, he just gonna play smart.
Yeah.
Inch his way downfield, pick up the field goal if he can. You know what I mean? But he's consistently putting points on the board. And this week you see, man, 33. That's the week you've been waiting on to say for next week. Mm-hmm. We just getting better for the playoffs.
And they're still 9-1.
Yeah, he's definitely a good game manager. I mean, he was that in college. I mean, his freshman year at NC State, I mean, he had one interception. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going to turn the ball over.
He's a game manager, but he's also like explosive in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's maybe because of his legs, but like, I always feel like the next drive could be the drive where they easily go down and score. Like, you just never know with this dude, and even when you see them playing a bad game, I'm still like, oh, they gonna come back and win.
Yeah, because he's a better version of Alex Smith. Alex Smith for the for the Chiefs, he is just a game manager. He's not gonna do it. That's what I'm saying. So Russell Wilson is definitely a step ahead of that, where he can give you some offense when you need it.
Because he'll throw down the field.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. He reminds me of young McNabb when McNabb would run. But the whole time, he was still looking to pass downfield. He was never looking to be like, let me get this 50-yard run. Yeah. He would break out to be like, okay, now let me look downfield to get this 50-yard pass.
Right.
And I think that's what you're talking about when you say he still has that game-changing, just decision-making skills where you're like, oh, man, that snap judgment and that check down really made the difference in that third and one. Or first down.
I mean, you look at his quarterback rating, 115, 117, 98, 122, 117, 91, 134. And then his bad games are like 64. He had 149. That was bad. 78. Like that, like even his, and even in his bad game, they won. Like, the defense is solid. So it's a high wire act. Although I will say, man, I still feel like the Seahawks can be beat if you run directly at them. And Atlanta just don't have the horses
for
that.
They ran three times. Russia ran the ball three times.
Mm-hmm. They gave up on it early. and Steven Jackson is not good.
Well, again, and I think, too, just that, I mean, they're going to put 8 in the box on him. I mean, and so, you know, Steven Jackson, I think he would have had a better year had, again, he had Roddy White. And, you know, how they had all the
or if he had an elite quarterback.
Well, now last week, though, Rod,
because I mean, if you put eight in the box, if you put eight in the box, an elite quarterback knows he got one on one somewhere, and somebody gonna get off.
Yeah, because I mean, he still showed some explosive. No, he's shown some.
I just think he's sorry. Like, period. Like, I thought he was sorry his last 2 years in St. Louis. Everybody was avoiding it.
Oh no!
I think he's sorry now too. Like he's one of them dudes that lost a step a while ago. But nobody watched St. Louis games, so people just be like, he had two touchdowns. I'm like, if you watch the game, the nigga is coming out every fourth play like, I hurt my hamstring. And when he is in the game, it's not normally, he doesn't have that same burst and physicality.
I mean, but for a long time, though, he is the only player on the Rams. He has everyone looking at him. They're not putting eight in the box. They're putting 15 in the box. They say, we know your boy Sam Bradford can't throw it. And so,
you know, he got mileage on him, though.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, that's like, think of, like, I'm saying he's sorry because it's not a take like he ain't playing hard or nothing. You know, you get beat the shit for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
At some point, man, they just beat the shit out of you, man. What can he do? He's 30 years old as a running back. He's, you know, he's playing for the Falcons at this point.
Yeah,
you look at the season before this, 324 rushing attempts, 330, 260, 258. He's only missed like two games in those 4 years. He deserved to be tired.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking a porn star pounding. I mean, he has taken a porn star pounding where he has had the gangbangs, all of that. I mean, it's so many mileage. It's like, would you really want to wife that?
Yeah, I couldn't believe. Like, this is one of those signings. This is one of those signings I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like, when this happened in the offseason, I was like, what? Why'd they even let Mike Turner go there? Because they still the same old nigga. Like, you just gonna trade for another old nigga with dreads? Like, they old, man. They get beat up, man. You can't be signing people to contracts when they got 10,000 yards under their belt, man. That's the wrong time to give them money, man.
Did he get hurt during the game? Because he only had, what, 9 rushes? Did he get hurt?
Nope, he did not get hurt this time. I mean, he probably got hurt, but not to not finish the game.
Oh, Steven.
Yeah, he's just not good, man.
Cash that check, though, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, get more power to you, bro. I'm not knocking your hustle, but, you know.
Cash that check.
Ravens, speaking of watch their running backs, Ravens beat the Bengals. You just can't trust Andy Dalton, man.
And it's always on him.
The weapons are too good for it to be on anybody else.
Man, when you got AJ Green back there.
I mean, that Hail Mary he
caressing,
threw up,
caressing.
Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah.
Look, AJ Green back there gently caressing any football thrown his way. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, how do you even throw interceptions when AJ Green's on the team?
I mean, AJ Green is definitely an elite receiver. And the thing with Andy Dalton, he is nothing more than a game manager. And everyone was talking, oh, I'd take AJ Green over Cam Newton. He doesn't know how to win. Like, you know, Cam Newton doesn't know how to win like AJ Green. No, Cam Newton doesn't have his talent around him.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, the Bengals remind me a lot, actually, of Seattle, where they, you know, they have that great defense. Well, they once had that great defense.
Their best defender got hurt.
I don't disrespect Seattle like
so,
that, sir.
But they really did. They had a great defense, and they have this. But they have a step further. We have an elite receiver. If you have an elite receiver like that, there's no reason.
The problem I have with Cincinnati is just that Andy Dalton is terrible. He reminds me of Jake DeLone.
Yep.
And not when Jake was good. Like Jake
was good.
Yeah. Jake had a couple. I think he even went to the Pro Bowl.
Steve Smith got him to the Pro Bowl, but okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, because he would check down to like Ricky Pro, Masih Muhammad. Like, he used to get people involved. I remember those days. But then it was like, you know, people lost a step. The team decided, like, oh, we don't really need Masih no more. And each year, it got more and more apparent that if he's not throwing to Steve Smith, he's terrible.
Yes, because Steve Smith bailed him out on a lot of games. He would just throw it up to him like Steve Smith was supposed to be Randy Moss, and Steve Smith would catch it, and they would win the game.
And that's Andy Dalton to me, is Jake DeLone when everybody left except Steve Smith. Well, it's either a pick or it's going to Steve Smith, man. Yeah. So it's bad like at this point. But I still don't know how any quarterback in the world throws three picks with AJ Green on the field.
Hey, Julius Peppers told Steve Smith, like, man, you know you need to go ahead and leave Carolina, bro. Like, I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he did.
I'm going to Chicago. Because you know, want to come out here and
Julius
work out.
Peppers did high school, college, and pros in North Carolina. So it takes a lot for him to probably say, I got to get out of here and go.
Yep. And a game like this is why I don't bet, because I would have been sure that they were going to beat the Ravens as bad as they've been playing.
Yeah.
Ray Rice just continues to suck. Jesus Christ, what happened to him?
Was this his off week, though?
But, you know, I mean, I won't even say, again, taking up for Ray Rice. You know, if I'm Ray Rice, I'm pissed off because they let everyone go. They let half of everyone go. And then it's like, damn, you're going to pay this motherfucker all this money. And then you expect me to be the, I mean, cause now we're finding out that Flacco, he definitely did not.
How many yards you think Ray Rice has for the season right now?
I'm thinking.
I'll give you how much he had the years before. 1,143, before that, 1,364, before that, 1,220, before that, 1,339. We are now in week 11 of the NFL season. What do you think his yardage total is?
You want me to
answer? Either one, just guess. Just guess. Oh, you already know?
Yeah, I know.
What about you, Vic? You know?
I'm thinking it has to be around 200-300 yards.
289.
Okay, yeah.
That is so bad.
That's
terrible, man. That is so bad. Yes. At that pace, he might get 500 yards for the year.
He is nowhere near 1,000.
Last game he was averaging 1.7.
Dude, I was talking to my boy about this last night. I was like, Ray Rice playing so bad, you wish he was hurt. Like, you just wish he would come out and be like, guys, I didn't want to tell y'all, I've been playing with no spleen for the whole season. Like,
we were trying to keep it
in the locker room, but, you know, in the preseason, like, I shot my spleen out, and I just been running out here just trying to do what I can do, bro.
Yeah, because as back as him, you know, as back as he's only 26.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't hit that 30 mark.
He should not be done.
He's not taking that porn star pounding yet.
Yeah, it's way too early for this.
It's way too early.
He getting cut, man. You know? And this is the thing. I mean, we know he plays every other week. One week, give me 30 carries. Next week, give me 10. I don't know how much longer they going to deal with that.
I think he watched one of them documentaries about them concussions, dog.
He said, nah, I'm not.
He's like, man, this shit ain't even that serious.
Because this was supposed to be his own week, actually, because he got 11 last week against Cleveland.
And then he got like 30 this week and didn't do shit.
Still didn't do anything. Because, I mean, him and Maurice Drew-Jones, they sort of had the same body type.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they're both short, first out, they hit the hole with a burst, and they're both sucking it up. I mean, they both have, I mean, they're just awful this year.
That's
and Maurice Drew-Jones.
Sound like it's related to porn.
Yeah.
It's like they short, they're stocky, and they hit the hole with a burst.
Yeah, it's terrible. The Bears played the Lions. The Bears lost. Jay Cutler pulled his hamstring again. But I guess he's going to start again next week. I don't understand why he's so pressed to start and why they so pressed to start him.
I mean, McCown's playing better than him.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, what's in the name at this point?
Man, it's got to be that he has some type of, incentive, player incentive where he get an extra check or something.
It has to be some
record he's trying to get to.
I think Cutler's trying to prove that he's tough. I mean, cause remember, he was 2 years ago, he hurt his knee and then he got a bunch of flack cause he wasn't able to stay in the game. He was weak. He's this and that. And you know, I think too, you know, he's going to be a free agent after this year. I mean, his contract is up. So he's like, man, I got to make my money.
Shout out. Let me just say real quick though. Shout out to Matthew Stafford. Talk about a dude that just learned to throw the fucking ball to the best dude on the field.
Right, I was just getting ready.
It took him like 3 years to just get it. Like, everybody don't have Calvin Johnson. Just throw the fucking ball to Calvin Johnson.
Thank you, Dez Bryant.
He's so much better now. This year, he already has 19 touchdowns. You know how many he had last year? 20.
Yeah.
With 17 picks.
Man.
19-7 right now. We're in week 11.
But you know what happened? Dez made them comments.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson went to Stafford like, look, throw me the ball.
Yeah. I think it's like this. It's like being with Beyonce and then finally looking at her and be like, you with her. You sleep with her. You guys are together. You finally realizing, damn, you fine as hell. Like, you know, he finally looked. wasn't realizing that Calvin.
It's like he went and watched another. It's like Stafford finally started watching the other team's offense. Yeah. And he was like, "Why don't everybody have a receiver as good as you?"
Yeah.
Oh wait, you're one of the best receivers in the league. I should probably throw it to you every time.
And then that's when he just, So, I mean, and Calvin Johnson, I mean, the only thing I do have a problem with Calvin Johnson is that he doesn't have that swag sometimes that just, like, throw me the fucking ball. Like, he ought to get real stereotypical.
You know what's funny about Calvin Johnson to me, man, is that dude will catch a touchdown and never celebrate and do all the right things that you're supposed to do. He is the only dude that it seems like every touchdown goes to instant replay. And then you had that like toss up, like, is it going to count or is it not? And like last week he got one, but I want to say he lost like the last five, like, is it a touchdown calls I've seen him have. And he finally got one last week. He looked so happy, man. He was like, yes, I can stay on the sideline.
They hate him.
Yeah.
They do, man. And like, if he calls that like later that day in another game, the same call happened and it'll be like touchdown. No need to review it.
It might just be a Detroit thing. It's not even a him thing. It's y'all from Detroit.
But sometimes I don't even think they still respect him. It's like, dude just came off of, I mean, it's not right. from 329 receiving yards.
All-time
records. And then on that second touchdown pass is one-on-one coverage. Mm. Really, dude?
Right.
Really, dude?
How is it ever not triple coverage on this nigga? Ever.
Ever.
It's like, what's the defense? Nigga, three on Calvin. Y'all do what y'all want to do with the rest.
I mean, their second best receiver is a crazy dude who, you know, has been arrested 4 or 5 times and not in the league anymore, Titus Young Jr.
Yeah.
That was their best receiver.
Right.
That was their second best receiver.
Nate Burleson got in a car wreck. They don't have nobody but him to pass to, and this nigga stayed getting them yards and them TDs, man.
And you still doing one. Maybe because he's so nice. It's like, no, we're not going to do double coverage on him. I like him.
Calvin Johnson, though, man, when they had him instant replays, it's like they changed the rules because they'll be like, the receiver caught the ball, got 2 feet in bounds, went to the ground, held the ball, kept it the same, got up, went to his car, put the ball down so he could pick up some coffee, incomplete pass. Like, what? Reviewing the replay, the call on the field, is overturned. No touchdown.
He's too nice. He's too nice. I mean, because look, are they going to really say, they're not going to do that shit to Steve Smith. Steve Smith's like, what the fuck? I'm going to fuck y'all up. I'm going to find out where you live. When I see you out in the street, I'm going to get you.
It's weird, too, because he big as shit.
Yeah.
He like 6'5", 280 or some
muscle.
Shit.
I mean, you look at the TV.
Guys, listen, we learned from Martin. Hey, you can't judge out the size, all right?
That's true.
All right, you can't judge out the size. He shows up to work, does his job. All right, he clocks in. Does his job. He goes home. All right.
The Carolina Panthers beat the 49ers in an ugly, ugly defensive game. But I got to give Cam Newton props in this ugly, terrible game because he finally is learning how not to beat yourself. Because I feel like young Cam Newton would have thrown for 340 yards in this game. Like 2 touchdowns, 4 picks, maybe a lost fumble. They would have lost like 20 to 17, 20 to 13 or something like that. And everybody would have been showing up to work the next day like Cam Newton is terrible. They had a last chance drive and he blew it or something like that. And I feel like he just learned like, nah, sometimes you got to let the defense do what they're supposed to do, manage the game, you know, throw the ball away sometimes. Get the check down, not turn it over. Like, even in the fourth quarter in this game, they had a fumbled snap, and he just fell on it. You know, and I was like, something that simple. They were up 1 point, but I was like, that might win y'all the game.
And I think, too, though, we have to say that Cam Newton's receivers are awful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Steve Smith, again, I love Steve Smith, but he dropped a third and long. I mean, he hit him in the hands and dropped it. I mean, LaFell dropped a few passes. I mean, they were dropping passes out there. I mean, it was crazy.
They don't have any number one receivers.
They don't
anymore.
Even have a running game.
Yeah.
We used to could be like, well, we still got a running game.
Yeah.
Another week where Steve Smith, 63 yards this time. Like, I don't know if he's going to have a 100-yard game this season. And if y'all think that's on Cam Newton, then I don't know what the fuck y'all watching.
Exactly. And we have to remember, this is our number one receiver.
Right.
I mean, most places, Steve Smith is probably a number three guy.
Look, this is his, these are his yardage totals for the season. 51, 52, 40, 60, 21, 69, 42, 52, 63. Does that sound like an elite receiver to anybody? I mean, he's 13 years in the NFL. It's okay for him to not be a number one receiver. But the fact that the Panthers haven't done anything about that is fucking pathetic.
Yeah, and he's been dropping passes. And I've been saying that since we started the show.
Yeah, and you know, and I play Madden. I do, you know. And, you know, it's always – I always play with my Panthers. But it's like, damn. You know, the only player that I can really go to is Ted Ginn because he has speed. But then he drops passes too. So, I mean, they have no one.
Right. Really, I would argue that their best receiver at this point is Olsen, their tight end.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought and that's terrible. Cam.
And if you look at a team like the Seahawks, who, you know, there's Russell Wilson is still throwing pretty well even without Rice and Percy Harvin because Golden Tate is stepping up. I mean, they have other guys on that team. And Golden Tate, he was a three number four receiver, would be a number one receiver on our
team.
Think
they practice to go?
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe just having fun.
Probably make his team better.
Man, I hope Green goes to Seattle.
The Texans and the Cardinals played, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. nobody cares. Not even Texans.
Okay. Arian Foster done for the season, so that was pretty much all my interest in them.
Texans been watching basketball. They
switched. Oh, yeah. I do care about one thing. I actually forgot. Case Keenum. Throw the ball to the man. He know. he don't get out there bullshitting. He be like, where's Andre? It's coming to you, playboy. What's the play? The play is to get the ball to you, sir. Like that dude come in the game and get that damn ball to Andre. A two touchdown game. Motherfucker couldn't get in the end zone with, Matt Schaub trying to prove he can read defenses and not be Mike Vick.
Hey, he just doing handoffs to Andre Johnson right now.
Dude.
He not even paying. He just doing direct handoffs. Like,
wait, where do you want it, Andre?
Yeah, where you want it?
Like, you want me to just throw it up to the corner, man? Like, they drawing plays in the dirt, dog. Just get the ball to Andre.
Yeah, he'd be like, every game, he'd be like, my headset not working right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm throwing you the ball.
Yeah, Brock.
And Andre Johnson probably goes and like, man, look, man, can you stop throwing me the ball so much? No, man.
Yeah.
I told you to throw you the ball, man. Just can't catch it.
Exactly. Andre don't even look like the kind of dude that cares about that kind of shit. Yeah. And he'd be like, I'm throwing you the ball.
He got used to Shaw. Like 2 years of that, he gave up.
Yeah. He's like, you don't want me to just block? No, man. Just go long. Peyton Manning threw four touchdowns, no picks. He did lose a fumble, but they beat the Chargers 28-20. The big news for this game is that he got hit low at the end of the game and like possibly has a high ankle sprain. They play the Chiefs next week. He's expected to start anyway. But everybody's been talking about him getting hit in the legs. And what's funny though is people keep being like, should he have been in the game? Cause it was like a minute or something left. It was like third and, you know, medium, not third and long. And they needed one first down to ice the game.
Yes.
Yeah, he should be in the game.
They only won by 8 points.
Yeah, why are y'all, like, they act like this was stupid or something. Why are they passing? Because they want to win, dumbass. Like, they want to ice the game. This is the risk of playing fucking professional football. You might get hit in the ankle.
And they're in the same conference with Kansas City.
Yeah.
And you have to realize, too, John Fox isn't coaching right now. So John Fox would have ran the ball and did a draw. And he would have just kneeled the ball.
but for the record, though, I will say this. I am not under no illusions that I don't believe John Fox has called a play this season.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Peyton be like, John be like, you know what we need to do? Go ahead and run that option. And then Peyton be like, yeah, John. Okay. Hey guys, we're gonna go ahead and go 5 wide.
Yeah.
Like, but the coach said, you know what? Get out the game for a second.
Yeah. You're like,
Monte, get out. Get no shine in here. No shot. We're gonna go ahead and go 4 wide. You block it for me. All right, okay. Thanks.
You know, you always talk about Andy Reid step up for big games. This gonna be a big game.
Oh, dog! This game. Listen, it's two things about this game. One, Kansas City, I think, is coming off a bye.
Yep, they had.
Andy Reid does not lose off the bye, dog. In Philly, he didn't. I want to say he was like 14-13-0 off the bye. The Denver Broncos might lose this shit.
They might, yeah. Because and I think,
like, it's not even like no joke, like no slander, no shade at all. Kansas City could definitely beat the Broncos and make it look easy, because Andy Reid, if you give him all that time to prepare, he will beast out on
them. And so, you have to look at that defense. And, you know, one thing, the way that, you know, the Colts were able to beat Denver Broncos is because they blitz them. They hit them a lot. The Colts are going to go, I mean, the Chiefs are going to go after them. They're going to hit Peyton a lot. They're going to go after them ankles. Mm-hmm. They're going to go after that neck of his. No, but they're going to go for Peyton Manning. He's going to get hit a lot.
So what happens when Peyton Manning get put out of the wild card during a wild card game?
Oh, it's going, everything goes back to what it was, dog. You know how it is. That's the thing about Peyton Manning. He really shouldn't even fear failing, because it can't get no worse than how it's already been. Peyton Manning has been on teams where they've been 15-1, 14-2, went to the playoffs and lost in the wild card.
That looks like that's what's about to happen.
He reminds me of a Tracy McGrady, his career. I mean, Tracy McGrady was one of those great players that played in the season and, you know, and then just could never get past the first round.
Tracy cost the Spurs a ring this year.
Personally, yeah. I believe in Peyton Manning. Yeah. Like, in my opinion, in my lifetime, he's probably the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Regular season quarterback.
No, I mean just quarterback, period, for my opinion. I think his mind is just fucking brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I think what people learn from Peyton Manning is that you can't really construct an offense-only team to win a Super Bowl. It just can't happen. Like, your the one they won, the defense came up big, like, two out of four or three out of four games they went to the Super Bowl. Like, you know, if they didn't have Mathis and Freeney come up big in those playoffs, Peyton Manning would have went home again. And the teams that beat them were all defensive teams. Like, they just stuffed their receivers, played physical, you know, made sure that they couldn't score, but so much. And I think it said more about the way you win football than Peyton Manning just going out there choking, in my opinion. And he never had the teams that could do it to anybody else until that one year. And then they weren't even good after that. Like, Mathis got hurt again. Freeney was, you know, out there. He could only do pass rushing anyway. So, you know, but this team, man, Denver's defense is suspect.
Yeah, because nobody talking about it. They're getting a lot of points put up on them every week.
Every week. Nobody talking about it because they keep thinking it's a function of, well, the offense is going so fast. But sometimes it's not that. Just they can't stop anybody.
And let's look and see how many.
Well, I mean, Chan Bailey's been hurt. You know, your boy Miller, you know, he's Miller just come back. Yeah. And he's just getting back, though. I mean, it's going to take him a while to get his football legs
back. I feel like, you know, a great player like that's supposed to come back and be, you know, beastly already.
Yeah, well, you know, we know he's a pothead, so, you know, he's probably a little tired and, you know, withdrawn a little bit, you know, so.
He probably can't focus.
But Vaughn, didn't he play against the Indianapolis game?
Yeah, and they got smashed, dog.
Right, they had 39 put up on them. Yeah. Dallas put up 48.
The Broncos.
Well, that was without Miller on the Dallas game.
Yeah, speaking of Dallas, they lost to the Saints.
I mean, this cover two defense Dallas had, Jerry Jones, he has to just say, you know what? He needs to just get on the podium and say, I have an announcement to make. Mm-hmm. I fucked up big time. I mean, because he fired Rob Ryan. Rob Ryan, I thought, did a great job with that defense because they were hurt all last year, and he did a good job with that defense. And then you bring in, you know, you bring in a whole new defensive coordinator who has had one of the worst. This has been one of the worst defenses in NFL history. No, not one of the worst defense in NFL history. Yeah. And so you can't even, I mean, sometimes I can't even blame Tony Romo all the time. I mean, it's just like, this defense sucks. When you know you go in a game that you have to score 50 points, I mean, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I just think whenever I see that Cowboys, you know, collapse around this time of the year. Start getting a little cold. The leaves start changing. And we get that annual Cowboys hilarious fallback. Is this going to be another year of, you know, a bad November, December for these boys or not?
And your boy DB just did post it. Yeah, I know he made that announcement, but he needs to say, I fucked up. That's what he just needs to just say. I'm waiting for Jerry Jones to say, I fuck, cause he sort of danced around it that, you know, he didn't make the best. No, he just needs to say, I fucked up. I'm no longer going to be general manager.
When I think about the Cowboys this time of year.
Here's the thing about that game, though.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, here's the thing about that game. Romo didn't have any turnovers.
He only had 128 yards.
Right,
though.
And he played so terrible. But nobody was like,
"Can we say
the game is Romo?"
Can we say Dez Bryant is right? Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Because I said it when it happened. But is it too soon to say Dez Bryant might be leading the team in his own fashion when he goes over there and cuts Tony Romo ass out?
And you know, and even I think Dez Bryant, he can't catch a break. I feel bad for this dude because, I mean, recently he just bought a bunch of people PS4s. And you know, I wish I would have been there. Man, Dez, bruh. I mean, if you want to buy some PS4, buy a brother like me who in all this debt from school. But, you know, and he still gets criticized for that. People are like, damn, why he couldn't donate to a charity? Why he couldn't donate to the homeless? Why he got to spend? I mean, it's like, Dez can never do anything right. When he's on the sidelines, he's telling the team, we are the best. We are the best. We can do it. And then you hear the announcer say, oh, Dez is getting it to them. He needs to be more like, you know, and it's just.
The other thing is, like, I do think they cut out some of the audio where he probably was cussing their ass out. The problem I have is that, why does everybody perceive getting cussed out as being a bad teammate?
Yeah, that's true too.
Sometimes a motherfucker need to get cussed out. They definitely play better after he cussed their ass out. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because it's the Cowboys or if it's because it's Dez Bryant or because he was possibly cussing out Tony Romo. All I know is the points went up on the board after he cussed this motherfucker the fuck out.
That's true.
And then you turn around a week later and they playing shitty again. And now Dez probably like, well, I can't cuss him out this week. You know, everybody think I'm a bad person. Man, I would have cussed Tony Romo ass the fuck out. 120 yards for the dude. We are good. You're supposed to have Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, Terrence Williams, and Jason Witten. That's like most teams would kill to have that receiving core. You can't end games with 120 yards, Tony Romo. It's not acceptable.
And Murray's a stud too.
Yeah, Murray's a stud, so you can't even blame the running game. Yeah, like he got a touchdown in like 80 yards or something. You have to blame Tony Romo, man. You can't play it safe. I know that you throw picks, but you're going to have to start trusting your receivers and throwing it up there, bro.
Well, it was a mixture of both. I mean, because the team last game, they threw, 50 times last week? And so this game, they said they wanted to run the ball more. And so, but they did the opposite. They ran it too much.
Right.
And so, you know, and Romo again. He doesn't get things done, but that defense.
I can't say they ran it too much. He passed it 24 times. He just played terrible.
Yeah, he just 10 for 24.
Romo just played terrible.
10 for 24 is bad no matter how you shake it.
Can I get a contract? Because I can go 10 for 24.
He got the ball to Dez Bryant one time.
Yeah.
That's a failure, man.
I can go 10 for 24 and get you, I'll probably get you 100 yards running because I'm not sitting in that pocket.
And they don't throw, but they need to throw Dez some screens, something. Yeah. I mean, you know, because the dude is a punt. He's a really good punt returner. So he can run the ball after the catch.
They only ran it 16 times. So it wasn't even like they ran it a ton. It's really just a lot of three and outs, a lot of incompletions, and then they can't stop nobody.
And they had the ball for 20 minutes that game.
Yeah. They defense sucks.
Yeah, though. Defense,
these niggas let Marcus Colson get 100 yards, dog. Well, shit ain't happen all season.
Well, Colson still is a stud, though. I got
it. Listen. No offense, because I love me some Marcus Colson.
No, they let Mark Ingram get 145 yards. That's Mark Ingram ain't played all year long. He is a NFL bust.
Well, what it is,
I feel you, but can we talk about Marcus Colson real
Drew
quick?
Drew Brees, man. Drew Brees gets the ball to everybody, so I can't say Colson is a bust.
Nah, but look, though. Can we talk about how Marcus Colson, I'm going to talk about his yardage totals, and then we're going to talk about what he did to the Cowboys.
Okay. 68, 63,
69, 71, 96, 15, 11, 18, 107. Like, that's embarrassing, dog. Like, you don't want to be the team that the nigga gets the 107 on, bruh.
But I have to say, though, Rod, though, but, you know, Marcus Colston has had 1,000 yards every season since his rookie year, but one season. And that's only because he played 11 games. So
this is not a diss to Marcus Colston. Okay. I'm saying their defense is so bad.
Yeah, but he's a stud.
Because he's not even getting number one receiver treatment anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's on pace to not get, you know, 1,000 yards this season. So, like, they are the team that's going to jumpstart this nigga back to the path of being good, because they were letting everybody get some. It wasn't even just Marcus Colston, but I'm saying, like, that's a good barometer. Like, I think if we could do a test for the Saints offense and say, did Marcus Colston have 100 yards or not? It'll be like 1-1 with wins and Marcus Colston 100 yard games.
But and Drew Brees did throw for almost 400 yards. So, I mean, he was.
But he's been doing that.
Yeah, and he's been throwing. I mean, Sproles had 70 yards. Graham didn't even play the whole game. He was just coming in certain plays and still had 60 yards.
Cowboys defense was terrible. Almost,
I mean, it was just awful.
But, you know, Romo ain't help. And I refuse to discuss this other game.
But Charlotte team won, though. You have to discuss
it. You're right. It is her birthday. Let's break it down. The Bucks beat the Dolphins, y'all.
Well, we broke that down.
22-19.
All right, next topic.
What I learned from this game is if you have two linemen on your offense that were starting and one went to the Pro Bowl, and then one of them do something racist and both of them lead a team, you might fucking suck after that. It might be hard to run the ball. I think they had a net 2 yards rushing the ball for the entire game.
By the quarterback.
Right. So, they are terrible. This just in. And Tampa Bay, you cannot play them and only have two starting linemen that aren't there.
And barely win, too. Yeah. I mean, this is just bad.
How many yards did Tampa Bay quarterback have?
Tampa Bay quarterback had 139 yards. Can I just give a shout out, though, to my man Mike James?
Who?
Mike James.
Who?
Mike James.
Who?
Running back for the Tampa Bay, who was
big
time fantasy pickup. Everybody was like, this dude is going to be what the other cat was supposed to be. That's out for the season. And, immediately fractured his ankle. Immediately. I was like, ain't that the way, Tampa Bay? You just set up everything like, yo, man, we finally got us a running back, man. Richardson was holding, I mean, whatever the other dude's name was holding us back. Doug Martin was holding us back. And, wait a minute. This nigga's dead. Just terrible timing, but.
Yeah, I mean, they basically had to play a fullback.
But good for the Bucks, man. Like, I will say, I normally wouldn't even watch some shit like this. But I was rooting for Shirley Wong, man.
Man, nobody wants to be the team to lose to the Bucks, except for the Dolphins.
Right. Them niggas ain't got no starting linebackers because they got racism problems.
Oh, Florida.
That's terrible,
That's a Florida problem.
Yeah. Yeah, they shooting kids with hoodies and it's just like.
Shirley, I'm so glad you escaped Florida.
Look, I haven't figured out a good way to do the NBA, so I'm just going to throw it out there. If anything caught your eye, we have articles and shit to talk about, but. I'll just say for the Charlotte Bobcats, we 500, y'all.
I don't like that.
Why not?
Because we are, you know, next year is supposed to be one of the strongest draft classes ever. I saw Andrew Wiggins and my boy from Duke. You know, they both went at it. I mean, that was one of the best games as far as two freshmen coming in that I've seen in a long time. Jabari Parker. Mm-hmm. And I mean, these guys are studs. Charlotte, please, Mike. You know, try to do a good job so you can mess everything up so we can get in the lottery pick and hopefully we can get somebody in there. Because, I mean, this job is supposed to be great.
How many years have the Bobcats been in the lottery?
Every year.
Pretty much every year except like two, right? How many years have they had the number one or number two pick?
Well, they haven't had it. They had the number two pick last year.
When they got Emeka Okafor, and number one was Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, I can't believe I'm fucking, y'all making me say this. Michael Jordan is absolutely 100% right. They have to stop tanking. It's not working. It's like they tried to do it for like 5 years now, and they keep getting fucked on lottery night.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They just can't depend on that shit. Like, they did everything people say you're supposed to do. Lose the games, you know, go with the young talent over the veterans, don't worry about the playoffs. And then we get to fucking the lottery balls, man, and I'll be like, you know, when they get close, like, it's like, all right, the Bobcats had the second worst record. They should have one of the top three picks, and we're down to number four. Charlotte Bobcats. I'm like, fuck! Like, how would this happen to us, man? So, I do think, man, especially watching this team, I feel like they should try to win now. Maybe they won't. Maybe it'll just make everything worse. Maybe they'll be, you know, whatever. But I feel like there's no guarantee in the NBA with the fucking, if you have the worst record, you get the number one pick. So we got to stop trying to do that shit.
Well, I want them to start winning because I said they would be in the top five or six.
You did. They're number five right now.
Yeah. So I need for them to move up to like the top. I need them to move up to like 3 and 4. And then as the season gets, you know, towards the end, they can maybe drop a spot or two. But
yeah,
I need for them to be higher in rankings right then. I feel like they're not playing up to their potential.
I want them to lose. I still want them to lose because this draft, I mean, because the last few drafts, even when we've had high draft picks, mm-hmm. you know, the class has been pretty weak.
Right.
This is a strong, I mean, you can be in the top 10 and you can still get a really, really, really good player.
Well, then, I mean, maybe they will be in the top 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like the team is, like, I think Justin feels like they're a playoff team and, like, maybe 5 to 8 seed. And I feel like they're probably not a playoff seed, but I wouldn't mind. Like, I hope they do prove me wrong and go to the playoffs, because I do feel like we can't depend on the draft like that. Cause we've been fucked so much, man. Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Even if they get one of these players that come out, say we were to get Wiggins, he's not staying after 2 to 3 years. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan not going to pay him the money that you would want to pay a guy like that if he's the talent that we think he is.
Jordan would do it. But
you're not going to say no to Jordan.
Yeah, that's the thing. Jordan's never been told no. If you think Jordan making all these decisions, you already got the team wrong.
Not that, but you know, I'm saying him because he don't give the owner. He the name I know.
Yeah, but
the team.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jordan, like certain dudes, if the dude was as good as people think he is, they would get the money. But
yeah, because I mean, I've been told, I mean, they have stories of Jordan making his kids cry when he's little because, you know, they were playing basketball. He beat them. I mean, Jordan don't like losing to nobody. And I don't think in basketball, he's not going to want to lose. And even if he makes bad decisions, I think in his mind, he's thinking this is a good decision where we're going to win. He hates losing in anything.
I just think this is the year to get out of that. This is a losing culture city team. You know what I mean? Like they currently have, that's a losing culture, and they don't know how to win down there. There's nothing they could do. Kind of like Cleveland. Like, it doesn't matter what they do, it's a losing culture. I don't want that for the Bobcats. I think this is the year to get out of that. They have a good team. I don't feel like they playing up to their potential. They could do better.
But it's still interesting. We start to look at this, though, that, you know, right now, New York is out of the playoff spot.
And it's open for
Brooklyn is out of the playoff spot. They're 2-5. Mm-hmm. I think those two teams are going to get it together. Cleveland is going to get it together. So, I mean, at least those three teams are going to probably sneak back up there. I think Boston, they're going to try to tank out. I don't like when teams tank to get down there because, again, that's what the lottery draft is for.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want them to lose. I mean, I've
Yeah,
I've
you don't like it, but you want Charlotte to do it. I just don't think – I'm tired of them doing it, and we've done it too much now, and – you know, I know everybody thinks this is the year to do it, but just for a second, man, just imagine the worst case scenario for a second. We have a terrible season. The team is unwatchable. We tank. We get to the draft, the draft lottery, and we get fucked again. I can't take that again. Like, I almost lost my shit when it happened this time.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I don't know what I had to stop being a fan because I can't take the heartache of watching the draft lottery and being like, nah, man, mathematically, we're supposed to be like the second team. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Like that, if I see that one of them little Cleveland fucking midget kids get another fucking lottery pick from us, man, I'll fucking choke somebody, dog. I would rather us try to win. I trust Rich Cho, who's our GM now. He's the guy who built Oklahoma City. I trust him, man.
I think Oklahoma City, they have had they've done the most amazing job when it's come to drafting players.
Last night, though.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, when
man,
it comes
what?
To, when it comes
what
to
they got to do with anything?
they have done one of the best teams, one of the best jobs I've probably seen in the last. In modern era, in the NBA history, too. Yeah. As drafting.
Especially from
players.
A mid, like, they're a mid-level team. They're not a L.A., Miami. They're fucking Oklahoma City, dog. Like,
and they picked Ibaka.
Yeah. And he's a stud. I mean, they picked Harden. He was coming out.
No,
yeah.
I'm saying they picked Westbrook. Ibaka over Harden is what I'm saying.
I mean, Yeah. I didn't like that. But I think that was after Rich Cho left, man.
Oh, okay. That wasn't smart at all.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That guy should get fired off. I hate to see people fired off one bad decision. I hate to see anybody lose their job. But that right there, bro.
That might have been Rich Cho trying to, like, maybe that's when he was about to leave. He was like, fuck this job. You know what y'all should do? Keep Serge. So that's really all. I was looking at other stories, man. Amazing game last night, Golden State and the Thunder.
Yep.
Crazy game.
That Knicks game was good too.
Knicks game. I saw that. Yeah,
both of the games both. Last night was good. Melo got robbed, but you know,
Melo loser though.
Well, that 3-pointer he made, that and one, I thought it should have counted. But Melo, the problem with them is that when he starts playing well, and I watch the game and I watch it and I'm looking, he gets in that mode where it's like, fuck you, I'm shooting. And there were a few times where his guys were open for the three, and he just went up for the ball, and he still went up and shot it.
I saw an article. I was going to cover it, and I decided not to, where Melo was talking about, I'm being too passive.
Right.
I was like, see, man, this is why your ass stay losing.
But see,
you shot 30 times last night. What's the magic number? 50?
But we've all 70? Played with that guy. We all play with that guy that never thinks he's got enough shots. And you like, you took 90% of the shots.
Right.
And it was it was them two times I passed it. Actually, I could have shot it then too. It's like, nigga, you shot the whole game. What
nobody else shooting. What are you like?
It's like Rob playing with Rob.
Yeah. Or playing with TD or, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, you just God damn, man. Like you got all the shots. What other shots did you want? Nobody's stopping you, bro. he's a loser. He plays losing basketball.
Jeremy Lin too made him realize, you know what? You guys fucked up by not re-signing me.
And also, man, a big shout out to myself, because I called the Bobcats beating New York a week ago, and I called the Bobcats beating the Celtics this week. I be knowing. You guys should all pay attention. All right, let's do some articles, man. We gotta start talking about actual shit. RG3 had his leadership question. Now, this is funny because there was an article a couple weeks ago where I actually didn't cover it because Justin's a Redskins fan and I didn't feel like having the RG3 talk at the time because it was like, should RG3 even be playing? He's hurting the team. And I was like, man, that's a hater. But now they're questioning his leadership all in the wake of obviously Andrew Luck giving a beast halftime speech last night, apparently, that got credited for that win. Was the halftime speech to himself? nobody brought up that part because he wasn't playing good first half. The Washington Redskins don't have leadership. That's a conclusion drawn by former Redskins great Daryl Green, a Hall of Famer and considered to be one of the best cornerbacks in the league history, made his assertion about Robert Lee Griffin III and the overall state of the 3-6 Redskins on Showtime's Inside the NFL. It's not very good, Green said. It's not very good. I think that it's been rough, but it looks like the kid, and I'm talking about RG3, it looks like he's starting to get it back. But I just feel so bad that you would have a system where it's all predicated on this guy running. He's the second rusher on the team. It doesn't work, in my opinion. When asked who the leader of the team was, Green said Washington didn't really have one. I think that's the problem. I think it's super important to have leadership, and I don't think Griffin really is a leader. So Chris Collinsworth said that Griffin is an unbelievable leader, and then he probably went on to say something about how, you know, he's not as good as the white people. I can't watch Sunday Night Football because of Chris Collinsworth.
He used to be a Redskin too, man.
He's the worst, dog. That nigga be, if it's a black quarterback, he'd be like, you know, consistency is the key to a good performance. And I'm just not seeing that right now from Blackity Big Blackslid. And then as soon as like a white quarterback be out there tearing it up, he like playing terrible, he'd be like, you know, now this is what I like about Andrew Luck. He throws the ball 10 yards over the receiver's head so that the defender can't get it. Like, dog, this is last week you was mad.
And you know, no one's talking about Washington's defense. Their defense sucks, too.
Oh, no, we talk about it.
And you know, I just think RG3, he's getting way too much criticism. I do think, though, that RG3 was, you know, he did sort of, he was snobby to Donovan McNabb. And I like McNabb. When McNabb offered to help him, and sometimes I think RG3 is one of those dudes that's like, he's not going to hang around probably someone black because he doesn't want to think that people think that black people should be around each other. So I'm going to avoid this stereotype by not talking to him.
So you think he a cornball brother?
It depends.
Why'd you have to think so long?
Say what you mean, bro.
You're balls deep now.
Okay, you know, I think sometimes he can be that cornball brother. Cause you know what? You know what? I mean, cause when Donovan McNabb reaches out to you and he is trying to tell you what's going on and he's been through what you've been through. You guys have really the similar game coming in, coming out of school when Donovan McNabb was in the league and you throw him away. I think it was just because, you know what? I don't want people thinking it's another black quarterback got to give advice to another black quarterback. So, and then when he first came in the league, he miffed the, when they were comparing to Cam Newton, he didn't want to be compared to Cam Newton. No, I'm more compared to Aaron Rodgers. Right. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay.
I do think it was some super lame shit that he didn't pick up that phone.
Yeah.
But, I will say, I think, and I guess now is a good time to say it anyway. I think leadership is overrated.
Yeah.
I think people bring that shit up way too often in sports, and this is not a Disney film. If somebody is not good at their job, being a better quote unquote leader doesn't make them become magically good at their job. The defense is fucking terrible. And him being mad at halftime is not going to make that defense be like, oh, you know what? All of a sudden I can run a 4.240. Yeah. Like, them niggas.
Calvin Johnson.
Right. Like, he gonna come out there and start calling plays for the defense. They suck.
And I think these are grown ass men. Right. You don't need another player telling you why you should be better.
Everybody should be a leader at their job. Right,
that's what they have the coaches for.
Yeah.
Tell people you fucking up.
Yeah, like, I swear, man, black quarterbacks got to be everything. You know, I walked in the locker room and a lot of towels laying on the floor and RG3, didn't pick any of them up. It's really sad to see a quarterback do that.
I felt offended because RG3 doesn't smack as many butts as he should. Right. You know, he's not giving those butt slaps.
I noticed the other day, I went in the locker room, Donovan McNabb was not getting anyone water.
And see, and you know what? Had he listened to Donovan McNabb, had he picked up the phone, Donovan McNabb said black quarterbacks get criticized more.
Nigga.
He would have been prepared for this shit.
That was such a missed up for him. And people was like, well, they shouldn't, Donovan McNabb should have never took it public. Nigga, you should have just answered the phone. How hard is it to answer a phone?
It's so
much easier to pick up the phone than have to deal with any of that shit.
It was one of the awkward moments. He was calling while Shanahan was there. He looked at it was like, Donovan, should I answer this? Should I not answer this?
It's like a dude picking up. It's like dude girlfriend being right beside
wrong
him.
Wrong
his ex call him.
Like, he really could have done the, hey man, I'll call you right back move.
Yeah.
And saved everybody a headache. Nobody would have known, but yeah, he should have just picked up the fucking phone.
With all that being said, though,
yeah,
he is expendable with these quarterbacks coming out.
I think Kirk Cousins is good. I think Kirk Cousins is good.
And our record says we might be in this draft, in his lottery. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this then, Justin, because you brought it up earlier about possibly getting another quarterback.
Yeah.
You don't want Kirk Cousins to be the quarterback?
Correct.
So you either... You're going to have to trade somebody or you would just keep three high draft pick quarterbacks on your roster?
I mean, I can get rid of Kirk Cousins. I don't like him.
So you would keep RG3 and then say draft, I don't know, Manziel or
whoever. Here's the thing. Even if I got one of those guys, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have to keep RG3 either. Like, it doesn't.
So you would possibly consider starting a rookie quarterback next year.
Yeah, what's the difference?
No, shit, that's crazy.
Based on our record now, I don't see the difference. Our issue is the defense. So if you plug any other quarterback into the offensive scheme that they have going on, it's going to work out.
So why do you want a quarterback then?
I don't necessarily say I want him. But if you have say we end up with the number one, yeah. Do you let that other guy go though? You can't not draft him.
Yeah, you can. You can trade the pick.
You trade down. Like the Rams did. And get who? When they had the number two pick.
Who? I mean, listen.
I don't keep up with defensive players.
Right. So, I'm going to say who, but that's only because you don't know. Like, y'all right. Niggas know y'all need defensive help. So, I don't even need to know names.
So, right.
Any name. So, pick a name.
Give me the high draft quarterback.
Yeah, pick some name. Like, I think that's the thing about NFL fans that routinely pisses me off is how much they are in love with the quarterback position. Cause shit gets so irrational, man. Where I'm just like, I know you kind of joking, but I know that like a little bit, you're kind of like, man, I just want a new set of problems. Like that, yeah. Like it gets so irrational about that quarterback.
If they bring in Manziel's going to get hurt too, because they keep fucking running the option. Right. Like, damn, this isn't college football. Guys are 6'5", 280 and run 4.3s.
Now, my problem.
You're going to get hurt.
I have a problem with RG3 leadership. Mm-hmm. I think he's a winning guy. I think we can win with him. I think he was a good draft pick. I'm just tired of all this news media about him that doesn't have anything to do with winning.
You know what, man? Real talk. I didn't say this earlier, but one of the reasons I like Foles starting for the Eagles is because I'm tired of talking about race and Mike Vick. I'm tired.
Right. See,
it's been so long, dog. I need a break. Like when Nick Foles threw them 7 touchdowns, I was like, cool. I could take the rest of the year off.
Right. So, and I want that break now.
You know what's funny? People are like, my boy Tone from the Hot Fire Starter podcast. And like somebody asked both of us on Twitter, like, what y'all think about Foles? And I was like, well, now that he threw them 7 touchdowns, hopefully he starts for the rest of the year. And, I think it was either Tone or Bob, whoever, one of them was like, you know, I still think it's kind of suspect, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Vic comes back and all this stuff, because Foles isn't good. He's terrible. And I was like, Foles is terrible in my opinion, but I don't care. I'm rooting for him now because I don't want to talk about it.
And you winning.
Yeah, I don't even care about the winning, Justin. I would root for him if the nigga just kept throwing touchdowns and not turning the ball over and we was losing, just so I could be like, fine.
I want us to win. So
we just stop arguing?
Like, if we start winning, we'll stop talking about the Redskin part of the name. Like, all that shit will go away. It all goes away when you're winning.
That's true. And I would like to ask, though, because, you know, I haven't been up here in a while. So what's up with the name? I mean, because, you know, I would like to get the viewers because I feel like I keep hearing white people saying, you know, they want the name removed. And I have not really heard Native. You hear Native Americans, they've done polls. And most, generally younger, say they don't care.
Yeah, I don't trust those polls.
Okay.
I feel like that's the kind of shit they do. And it's like, it's like this, Vic. If somebody came in this room right now, it's like,
we just did
a poll and, 70% of young black people have no problem with us calling them niggers. We would be like, yeah, don't do it to me. Like, that's cool that y'all think that y'all can throw a pole up in front of my face and think that's going to work. Fuck your numbers. So, don't do it to me.
So it needs to be like the Washington Warriors or something.
Yeah, dog, okay. Just change it. It's not that big a deal.
Just keep the same colors, change the name or something.
Yeah, it's not that big. They making it a big deal because they don't want to do it. It's like, it really, it's the funniest story in sports because honestly, if they would have just said, like, from jump, like, you know what, we'll just look into changing the name. We're going to do some surveys, take some polls of the fans, see what kind of name. You can turn this into a 10-year process, literally. Like, that's what the Bobcats did.
Yeah.
Like, they're changing their name back to the Hornets, man. You know how many polls and newspaper surveys we've done over the years? Like, is Bobcats good, or would you like Charlotte Flight? Would you like, Flight is like Jordan. What about the Charlotte Dragons? You know, they used to be the Dragons.
It was almost on the official election ballot one time.
Right. Charlotte Cougars. And meanwhile, ain't nobody changing shit. Orange jerseys getting printed out like fucking flapjacks. and now they should just do the same shit with the Redskins. Be like, what if we change it? I just can't believe that of all the people, Dan Gilbert is the one to try to argue about some why they shouldn't change the name. This is a dude that has sued a newspaper for anti-Semitic remarks regarding him because they put devil horns on his head in a picture.
Yep.
But suddenly he can't understand imagery no more.
Right. And I think too, you find people that, you know, I see most people generally that are not minorities. They come out and they say, oh, you know, I'm getting tired of it. Slavery was 1,000 years ago. Or, you know, those kind of people that say, oh, why are we always talking about race? I hate Reverend Al Sharpton. I hate him too. I mean, so it's just,
I wish he didn't, you know, just, who else hates
people that, are not sensitive.
You know who else hates Reverend Al Sharpton, has to get involved in things? Reverend Al Sharpton. He wish we lived in a world where he didn't have to do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He would love to kick his feet up, do Politics Nation every morning, and go home.
Or maybe just show up at his church.
Yeah. He would love if y'all stop killing innocent black people. It would make his fucking day. But the other thing too, I saw an Onion headline that was hilarious. It was like, Washington, sports franchise Kike owner refuses to change white racist name of team. And I was like, perfect. Perfect. So yeah, fuck Dan Snyder. Until he changed that name. Dez Bryant bought some PS4s for some shoppers. Christmas came early for several shoppers at a Dallas Walmart. Go on Walmart. When Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant, playing the role of Santa Claus, showed up to purchase a Sony PlayStation 4 on the night of the new video game system's launch and decided on a whim to buy one for several other shoppers who were waiting in line.
Is those the people he cut in line?
You know that's what happened. You know that's what happened.
It was like, look, man, I know y'all been out here for 3 days. But you let me in front of y'all, I'll buy your game for you.
You know, he's like, hey, dog, how long y'all been in line? This is my 7th day, sir. Shit, man, let me cut.
Nah, he probably didn't ask. There's Ryan Carter.
Probably put one of them big hands on their face.
Yeah. Nah, he got the fake big hands, man. Gloves is big. I think his hands small.
Okay. He's the kind of dude that just go in the front of the line and just say, you know what, I'm just going to buy his piece. So everyone, what's your problem, man? I'm buying them two. One. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, you want one too? Anybody to ask him. Yeah. How you get up here? You want a PlayStation 4?
And again, people were criticizing him for this. It's like, damn, can the man do something? It wasn't nice enough.
Right.
I mean, it was nice, but not nice enough.
You got to buy me some games.
Yeah, right? That's fucked up, man.
Nigga ain't even give me an extra controller,
man,
dog.
He ain't even give me an extended warranty. You know these things are going to fail when they first come out. You know something going to be wrong with it.
I will ask, though. Can I get a game, too? Can I get a game, too, bro?
Yeah. Man, he ain't even give me that
warranty. My favorite player. You going to sign it? Yeah. Can you sign my copy
of Madden, dog. Yeah.
So I can sell it online. Oh, that's fucked up, man.
A few of the shoppers tweeted that about Brian's generosity, including one man who posted a picture of himself posing with Brian at the store. Damn, at Dez Bryant just bought whoever was in line at Walmart in Dallas a PS4. Bryant likes to boast that he's the world's best Madden video game player on PlayStation. He challenged fans and teammates online to games. He has a few new friends to play with now. Holy crap, at Dez Bryant is cool. Just bought a bunch of people PS4s. Wish I was there, LOL, tweeted Ben Freeman.
See, here's the other issue. This is why I would have an issue with it. I'd be like, but can I get the Xbox One, though? I really don't like PS4.
See, this is like where people ain't going to believe me, but I'm 100% serious. I would have returned the shit out of that PlayStation 4. I'm like, oh, man, my Xbox only going to cost $100 now.
I would have posted that shit on eBay so quick.
So fast.
And then I would have said bought by Dez Bryant. So then
signed
extra,
by Dez Bryant. I would have signed it myself. Yeah. Been lying like shit. Signed by the man who bought
extra $500.
Michael Jordan in the news. Michael Jordan named his unbeatable pickup team and revealed one of his favorite dunks in a promotional video that he did for a video game.
What? Michael Jordan is legit going to be on the game?
I guess so.
Not just player.
Well, 23? he was on NBA 2K like 12 and 13, I think. The former Chicago Bulls star chose teammate Scottie Pippen, Los Angeles Lakers James Worthy,
of course,
Magic Johnson,
Chapel Hill,
and Hakeem Olajuwon as his teammates in the pickup game.
I can't believe he left his friend Barkley. Ever since Barkley slandered the Bobcats, man.
Should have never talked to him, man.
Should never say that.
I got no chance of losing none at all, he said in the video game released by 2K Sports to promote NBA 2K14. So let me ask you guys, first of all, if you had to pick a team that could not have any of these guys on it that could beat Jordan's five, who would you pick?
You got to have LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron at number one?
LeBron, yeah. I'd say, mm-hmm. I had to go with Shaq.
Okay.
Then I'm going with Kobe. Mm-hmm. And, oh, man. You got to have someone who's going to pass the ball now. Mm-hmm. And, man, I might have to go with John Stockton. Because okay. He is going to dish the ball out to everyone. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I'm going to have to go with Dennis Rodman because you got to have that defensive player. Dennis or David Robinson.
All right. What about you, Justin? Who would you go with?
Obviously, Kobe is my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe, my number one. I'm getting Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem was on the anyway. Okay, never mind.
He wasn't the one Jordan picked with him.
Yeah, Hakeem is on there.
Yeah, he is up there.
Can't get Hakeem.
Damn it. I like Hakeem.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked up my whole list. I'm going to get Joe Dumars.
I always like Joe Dumars. I like me some Joe Dumars.
Okay. Did I say LeBron?
I don't know.
No, you didn't say LeBron. Because you started off with Kobe.
All right. Kobe, LeBron, Joe Dumars. I'm getting Shaq as well.
Yeah.
I need one other guy. I need a big man.
I would almost say Isaiah Thomas, but no one likes Isaiah Thomas. they wouldn't have played. Joe Dumars ain't liked Isaiah
Thomas. I'm actually going to get LaMarcus Aldridge off Portland.
Really? Now, LaMarcus Aldridge against one of the all-time NBA teams. Like, you like his game like that?
I like LaMarcus. He is that dude. I low-key like LaMarcus Aldridge. He is that dude.
Oh, man. Come on. I just, that ruined the team for me.
That ruined the team. Your team loses to everyone. Yeah, even to regular NBA teams.
Man.
Yeah, your team had a shot, and then it got fucked up.
Yeah, when you said LeBron. Over Dennis Rodman, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Now,
LaMarcus, just as athletic and as smart, played just as smart as those guys, only he shoots better than them.
My team would be a little bit different. I would go with Charles Oakley.
Okay. You need someone who's going to punch someone in the face.
He's getting all boxes.
I'm going to get
Mike Tyson on this team.
Yeah.
Ron Artest. Gotta have Ron.
He got Jermaine O'Neal. Yeah.
Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
Steven Jackson. That's going to check. Yeah. That's going to be out there. I'm definitely going to have to go with Shaq.
Everyone's been in a fight before.
But at point guard, though, I'm going to switch it up, man. I'm going to go with AI. Cause I'm just
people
gonna,
scared
I'm,
of AI.
He's not gonna show up to practice though.
I just need somebody that's gonna shoot, score a lot of points, crossover Jordan, and embarrass him. And the only reason I'm keeping Kobe off is because I feel like Kobe wouldn't win a fight. Like Kobe don't like fighting.
He let Chris Childs punch him in the neck.
Kobe, like that's the thing with Kobe is I respect it in a weird way because he only cares about basketball. You know what I mean? Like, he don't care about winning a fight. Could he win a fight? If he cared, he probably could. But he don't, thing he care about is not getting kicked out the game because he just want to keep playing basketball against you and beating you.
See, but then you're five. No one's going to, they're not going to be able to finish the game because someone's got to get it.
We fight. We might lose the game. Yeah. We win the fight.
He got a boxing team.
As soon as tip off starts, someone getting punched.
Matter of fact, I'm taking Shaq off. I'm putting Barkley on. We're not even going with a center, dog.
Yeah,
we fighting.
Because Shaq did lose against Barkley.
Right. Yeah, we fighting,
dog. Barkley scoop him.
It's going to be Barkley. Like, plus, I got personal grudges. Artest is the dude that broke Jordan's rib when he tried to make that comeback to the Wizards. Everybody forgot about that.
Yep.
Not to mention, Oakley and Barkley going to be mad for years of being bullied by this nigga and having him talking shit and leaving him off his team.
And then they're going to be mad because, you know, they've always been fighting over who was Jordan's BFF the
exactly.
most.
Exactly. So that's why I would go with the people that got a grudge against this nigga, man.
Man, I'm putting Kobe on Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I got LeBron on Magic, and we went in the game from that point.
I don't trust Jordan because Jordan said some shit the other week that shook me to my soul when he said that he could beat LeBron, but not Kobe. Cause I said, that's psychological. Cause that's what Kobe would say to the person that he thought that could beat him. He would say he couldn't. And the dude that he thought that he could beat, he would say they could. Like, that's the kind of shit Kobe does.
Right.
But so, like, I think Mike does the same shit where he actually thinks he can beat Kobe. And he's scared of LeBron.
Man, Kobe would play so fucking hard that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, listen. Then Joe Dumars, he hitting all threes. Joe is not missing. Any of them buckets, he is not missing.
But Jordan gonna try to, but Jordan ain't gonna, like, but when Jordan start getting frustrated, he gonna try to fight him. And then Kobe gonna just be like, oh no, man. I need Steven Jackson to come over there and be like, get your hands off Kobe.
Why I got LaMarcus Aldridge and Shaq out there.
See, but
can LaMarcus Aldridge fight, man?
Yes,
but I don't know
if I believe this.
But Jordan is like that too. Jordan not going to fight you either, because I mean, if you see an old footage of him and Danny Ferry, this dude swings on Jordan two or three times, he misses. Jordan has the obvious. I mean, he ducks, he's right there, and Jordan doesn't hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even Reggie Miller. Jordan could have knocked out Reggie Miller when he pushed him that time, and Jordan just tried to choke him instead. Jordan not going to fight you. He might fight you in practice. Like he did Steve Kerr when he beat the shit out of Steve Kerr. And we talk about Jordan being a bully too on that point. But, you know, he could have fought Steve. I mean, he will beat your ass probably in practice. He ain't going to fight you in the game.
Well, speaking of somebody that might get their ass beat in practice, Steve Nash is day to day.
Yeah, he ain't been playing. He hadn't played back to back all year.
Y'all do know he's the only player on the roster that has a contract after this year,
man. Phoenix knows, man. When Phoenix lets you go, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
he's just Father Time. That's just it.
Wow, he's just terrible, man.
And then
why he didn't care about the fucking Clippers putting them banners up. He don't care. He ain't gonna be there.
Yeah,
give a fuck about no winning. He just like, I just let it walk, y'all.
And you gotta realize too, Steve Nash is probably mad because, you know, his wife moved to California and he has to pay more child support now. So, you know, he's just like, fuck. Now I gotta pay all this woman all this money. I gave her money with alimony. So, you know, he got women issues. He got baby mama issues right now.
Mario Chalmers got fined $15,000.
For what?
Yeah.
For apparently a foul that he did on Blake Griffin.
Somebody in the balls. He seemed like the type of dude that he'll punch you in the balls.
He was fined for a hit on Los Angeles Lakers Blake Griffin. In the third quarter, he was attempting to fight through a screen, and he raised his forearm into Griffin's neck, which leads to this story. What's an NBA player supposed to do when his teammate is in a fight?
I watch.
Maybe you're tired of people checking your teammates and calling them soft. Maybe you're starting to realize that you should have took a bigger contract to play for a worse team. Cause you keep trying to win championships, Matt Barnes, and it's not working out. So you try to be the enforcer. Someone goes after Blake Griffin. You come in, you start swinging on niggas. You get kicked out the game. You get fined. Now you got to tweet about it. And you start tweeting and you say, I love my teammates like family, but I'm done standing up for these niggas. All this shit does is cost me money.
He don't make enough to keep giving it out of his paychecks.
No, he don't.
He been taking them play cuts, man, the play on winning teams. How much, now Justin, I feel like you'd be the expert on this. How much of this is a result of the team going too light skin?
Too Drake-ish.
This actually is a result of Doc Rivers. Has nothing to do with the color. It's more of Doc Rivers trying to change the culture.
Why do you say that?
Because Doc don't really go for all that fighting during the game.
But, you know,
Blake, he don't mind the trash talking. But
Blake Griffin has always been a punk. I mean, everyone in the league knows Blake Griffin is a punk. I mean, this is before Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
He's Drake.
Matt Barnes' problem and his whining has nothing to do with the team being light-skinned. It probably got worse when they went and got Cliff Paul, that dark-skinned dude.
But Cliff Hall not really dark skinned,
he's
brown skinned at best. But I mean,
he like Vic, Blake Griffin, he like you and Vic complexion.
Blake Griffin the one that keep getting into all this shit.
He's right. Him.
Like he the one that won't fight back.
And I guess maybe how.
But is he asking other people to, like, man, y'all got my back, right? Like, he's not that dude. He's just saying, look, I'm these dudes trying to provoke me to get me kicked out of the game. I'm not falling for it.
But maybe, and I may be wrong for making this correlation. Are we talking about, we need to go back to Richard A. Incognito and Martin. Are they saying the same thing? It's like, look, Martin, you are such a punk. I am not going to keep taking up for you. You are Drake, right? You are Blake Griffin.
You cost me money tonight, and I got kicked out by myself because you wouldn't swing on the dude, too.
Let someone call you a nigga, and you going to not do nothing about
him
it.
Him and Matt Barnes not even friends. That's all Matt Barnes doing, so he
they
can
light
get a job
skin.
On the team.
Yeah, you know team light skin automatically default. You see, Vic, that's the problem with these light skin dudes, man. You see how they turn on each other? Soon as the problem happened, we individuals again. But when everything is good, they on the hashtag Team Light Skin. What up? Shout out to Leonard Brothers and Ty Diamond.
Right.
But then
now them
some
dudes, I get into a fight for them. Shirley, I get into a fight. She out there. You know what I'm saying? Nikki, I'm squabbing. If anybody was a bottle of Shirley that day when she came and shot ball with us, we'd have had a problem at the Y.
Yeah, no, I know I would have been in it, but
no hard
you know,
fouls on
you light skin. You might have been like, we individuals right now.
But it just has nothing to do with light skin. It's because
I feel like the same thing you saying right now is what Blake Griffin say before the game. And then when the fight happened, he'd be like, hey, man, I didn't even see it, dog. I had your back way back.
Nope.
And because I remember, when Blake Griffin got into a fight, Andre Miller stepped in for him. Mm-hmm. And he ended up getting suspended. I mean, so. Yeah,
it's not a light skin thing. It's just Blake. He can't get everybody know you can hit Blake in the mouth for him.
We've
to be
seen
6'11" dude. He's soft.
We've seen DeAndre Jordan throw them hands. Like he did the Houston pull your pants up on him, dog. Say, hold up, playboy. I ain't from here.
Right. So you got a dark skinned dude in Jordan who will fight, and you got Barnes who will throw them hands too.
Yeah, but he say he done, dog. Yeah.
He done protecting Blake properly.
He tweeted through.
He done protecting Blake.
He done protecting Blake.
All right, well, I guess we solved that mystery.
I wonder if Blake tried to holler his baby mama.
Dennis Schroeder got banned for only one game for hitting a dude in the dick.
Yep, Dennis Scrotums.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to start extending this shit to like
you
five games.
I mean, because not only is he hitting him, he's grabbing it. Yeah. There's a difference. You grab it. You can't grab, like, that is so, that's, I mean, you're sexually assaulting them. Like, if I'm them, I'm going to do like Martin, Jonathan Martin doing the NFL. I'm filing a lawsuit. You're going to talk to my lawyer. You know, I got sexually harassed on the court. You ain't going to do that. I am going to a lawyer and I'm going to sue this shit out of the NBA. You are not going to grab me because this is the second time. I mean, I don't care if it was 10 years ago. When Reggie Evans went under another guy and grabbed, it was Chris Kaman's nuts. Mm-hmm. And this is when Chris Kaman was with the Clippers. You don't do. He didn't get suspended. He got fined.
I feel like they should.
From the same place.
Yeah, like they all from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Oh. So, like them, Chris Paul, all them guys.
Like
they
it's a technique up there.
They all from the same little town.
I just feel like they need to start treating this shit seriously.
They really do.
And send a memo out. Like if this shit happens again, somebody's gonna miss half a season.
Cause, I mean, they
and then
the
it'll stop. It's not funny and it's not cool.
Yeah, because they sent the memo out for the bullying thing, and that wasn't even the league. They just sent the memo out.
It's not even your league.
It ain't
like,
your league. Yeah.
No bullying, guys. No okay, bullet. Cut it out.
But no grabbing the nuts. Like, that's cool now.
Yeah, that's how the NBA stay out of Congress.
Yes.
Dennis Scrotum, man.
See,
that's
someone, and no, what someone's gonna have to do is like they said about Blake. You know, when, you know, Shaq kept getting fouled, he swung on someone. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's going to have to really fight. And I mean,
I'm really waiting
for that. Seriously. Like, all jokes aside.
I'm waiting on the revenge. I'm waiting on somebody to get hit in the balls. And then like 2-3, you know, weeks later when they have a rematch, just undercut the fuck out of somebody.
I'm waiting on just a swing right there. Because Steven Jackson's out of the league. You know, all your tough guys really round our tests. You know, he's at the end of the year.
Justin's right. Certain dudes just doesn't happen to. Yeah. But I thought DeMarcus Cousins was one of those dudes. I didn't know he was a dude that you thought you could get away with hitting
in
the balls.
I thought DeMarcus Cousins wasn't going to let that happen.
Yeah. It's a guy like, what's his name? Debo for Memphis. You're not going to do him like that.
I guess. I'm just saying. I thought DeMarcus Cousins was one of those dudes that he might throw hands, because they're always talking about how emotionally unstable he is. And
and DeMarcus Cousins is twice his size.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he let that happen.
And he knew it happened. Like, he went down. Yeah. Like, he knew what the dude was doing.
Yeah, the slow motion of that is terrible, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Because, I think in regular motion, it doesn't look so bad, because I really think he, tried to grab the dude's arm, God damn, man, get your hand off my dick. But in slow motion, it looks like he grabbed the dude's arm and kept it on his dick.
He grabbed it. I mean, because I've seen games where... because you know, you play, it's happened to every man before, where you just get hit. But he grabbed it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
That dude grabbed his dick,
it.
Man.
And it's like a butt slap. Like, you tap someone in the butt, but if someone grabs your butt, that is different. Like, now we talking about.
There's no excuse for that shit. No excuse for
that. We're talking about some Fleece Johnson boondock stuff where, you violated someone.
No excuse for dick grabbing and no excuse for cunt punting. Yeah. I think we both agree. Dennis, so he got suspended. Anthony Bennett is not in it. He's struggling still, man.
Yeah, he's the next Kwame Brown on no sweat.
Good grief, man. I'm just saying, I'm giving him some more time. I don't want to overreact.
LeBron at home laughing?
Yeah, he's like, y'all thought it was going to be me, huh?
Uh-huh.
Thought it was me.
And I still ain't going back.
That boy still going to stay, though? He coming back? He re-signing? Mm-hmm. What's the other player on Cleveland team?
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah. You think Kyrie coming
back? He told that kid
he's never leaving.
He out, man.
Sent them little kids up there to do their dirty work. Please don't leave, Mr. Irving.
Cleveland paid him. And we gonna
are you going to leave us like LeBron?
Yeah.
No, little kid. I'll stay here forever, little white boy.
Yep. Yeah. I'll always have a house out there in the country.
I never sell my house.
Just like LeBron.
I never stop selling my shoes.
You might see me during the summer at the YMCA.
Yep. I'll never still stop selling my shoes and my gear and stuff there in Cleveland.
Knicks, Carmelo Anthony got mad because he didn't get enough free throws. He shot 11 free throws, and that wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. You say, you look at that, and you see the way some guys get their calls. Me, I got to get cut. You got to see blood for me to get a call down there, Anthony said after the Knicks lost. That's where the frustration comes from. I say the frustration probably comes from when your teammates see your ass not passing the ball.
You think after all these arm injuries that he has, he realized I should slow down on my shooting. It's affecting his arm injuries. You know what I mean? He got the elbow problem, the wrist problem, all these problems, all associated from the shooting. Slow down, Melo.
And the problem, though, with the Knicks right now, though, they have all just shooters. No one is going to get anyone in the game. J.R. Smith is going to shoot.
Yep.
Melo is going to shoot.
Here's a good question, though. So since him and Garnett in the same, they in New York now together, you think Melo can get them back? You think he can arrange that one-on-one meeting?
About the Cheerios?
Yeah.
He should be able to see them in the streets if he really wants to.
Because he had that tough talk all during the season.
Yeah, I think these niggas don't really be wanting to see nobody in the streets.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? They about the same size. Yeah.
He could have made it happen when he was in Boston if he really wanted to. I mean, it's not really that big a stretch. He got unlimited money. Just go down there and fuck this nigga up. But I don't think them niggas be wanting to make that shit happen, dog. Speaking of empty threats, apparently J.R. Smith said he did not mean to threaten Brandon Jennings on Twitter.
Did not mean to threaten to send goons to you. My bad. That was by mistake.
J.R. Smith said, no respect for these little kids who pop at the mouth on Twitter and then want to delete their tweets. Grow up, man up, at only the C. Smith O, hashtag facts. So apparently J.R. Smith said on Thursday night he didn't mean to threaten Jennings with his tweet.
Doesn't sound like a threat to me.
That didn't sound threatening. See, on Wednesday, Jennings sent out the following tweet, which later was deleted. Wait. J.R. Smith, brother, is in the NBA, but Pooh Jeter and at Brown LAU isn't. Call me a hater, but not rolling. Shortly after the Knicks win over Atlanta Hawks, J.R. Smith responded with a tweet that appeared to be threatening to send his street homies to Detroit. He also wrote that he had no respect for Jennings. Threatening? No, there's a way to threaten somebody, and that's not the way to publicly threaten somebody, Smith said before tip off of the Knicks Rockets game Thursday night. He added that he and Jennings are friends and have played basketball together during the offseason in Los Angeles. It's not that serious. I go to LA in the summertime and see him all the time. I don't know how it got to this blowout of proportion. Smith was angry about Jennings' critique of his younger brother when he sent out the tweet. I was definitely frustrated because you get tired of people trying to pick on your little brother. So it's my little brother. I'm going to step up for him, good, bad, or ugly, he said. So it's not just to Brandon. It's to anybody who says anything about him.
So who is his little brother?
Chris Smith, the one that always talks shit.
Now, you know, and I have no problem with them bringing in Chris Smith. Mm-hmm. Because remember, J.R. Smith took a pay cut to play with the Knicks. So he was just like, fuck it. And you know, we know there's a cap on pay. So J.R. Smith was like, look, hey, if I can't make any more money, then at least y'all can pay my brother that money. And, you know, they agreed to it. You can't be mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it. Hey, if Knicks want to pay, you know, his brother, what, $800,000 a year to play with him so he can take the pay cut to play? I say go for it.
J.R. Smith says it happens every day. People criticize him, talk about what he deserves and what he doesn't deserve. I think he works hard for what he does, and whoever doesn't like it, they don't like it. So, yeah, niggas talking shit these days. Jameis Winston's getting investigated for a sexual assault. Now, I will say this, man. It's very, very early in the stages of knowing news about this. And it feels a little bit like Martin Incognito, where there has to be more to this story. Because apparently the police have never actually interviewed him. They, you know, some people are saying like the description of the person who did the rape or sexually assaulted someone is not the same as his.
They said he was 5'8 to 5'9.
Yeah, and apparently he's like 6'5 or some shit.
So, I mean.
But at the same time, man, like, I don't know enough about this because I saw people be like, oh, it wasn't him. I'm like, I don't know. We cover stories all the time where in a week we're like, well, that's not what we thought happened. It's just early. And I'll say, I noticed that, he's not talking to the police.
Smart.
So, yeah. Right. I was going to say, you can either look at that as, oh, he got something to hide. You know, he knows he's not going to fuck up. Like, or you could look at it as, a lot of young black men don't trust the police or think they have their best interest in mind.
And your girl Shirley will agree mm-hmm. that, you know, you don't talk to the police without your attorney. Especially if you're Jameson. If you're that high caliber of a person.
He doesn't have anything to gain from talking to him.
Yeah.
If I'm not involved and they not investigating me and they haven't officially said, hey, we need to talk to you, what am I going to talk to them for?
Yeah. Especially if you did it.
Call your prepaid lawyer up and say, you talk to my lawyer. Because that's what most people fuck up.
That's the least the university could do is get him an attorney.
But that's what most people fuck up. They don't, because, you know, anytime you're being investigated, only thing you have to just say is, or the police is questioning you, is that I want to speak to my lawyer, mm-hmm. and the police have to automatically stop the conversation until your attorney's
there. Well, he can call Ben Roethlisberger and ask him how he got out of it.
Speaking of Ben Roethlisberger says, I want to stay. Which no lady has ever said to him at his house. but he wants to be a Steeler.
Yeah.
Steeler.
But who's gonna want him? I mean, honestly, who is gonna want Ben Roethlisberger?
Anybody would take him.
I think he is a good quarterback. I mean, besides the rape.
But who's gonna want him for his pay? I mean, he still gets paid like an elite quarterback. I mean, and you have next year's draft coming in. Are you going to really, really want to go after and get Ben Roethlisberger? And then if you're a team like the Jaguars who might take him, your team sucks. Mm. So you're going to be right back where Steelers are at, where he's not going to play that well.
I think if we agree that there's 8 to 12 good quarterbacks in the NFL at the most, then we have to say that Ben Roethlisberger is a commodity.
You take him. If you're Minnesota, you would take him.
Right.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Like, there's way too many teams that have shitty quarterback situations that probably could use Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, even if you could be Alex Smith replacement in mm-hmm. Kansas City. They'll take him.
Yeah, and especially once these playoffs start and motherfuckers start tanking, oh, you're going to see some changes. USC could pay their next football coach $6 million. Mm-hmm. Why does that matter? Because Nick Saban makes $5.395 million right now. Mac Brown makes $5.395 million. I think you get my point.
But they don't have enough for the players.
They coach shopping. Not player shopping. Coach shopping. Get the players for free.
Some you get for free.
Sam Hurd is going to be a convicted felon now.
I just have to go like this. Like, really, dude? I have to put my face and I just have to say, really? you're getting paid, was it $300,000-$400,000 playing in the NFL, and you don't have enough money, you need to sell drugs?
He had a $5 million contract.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Apparently, he was making more selling drugs.
Yeah, I guess. He's like, I can flip that $5 million and make it 10, 15, 20.
So, yeah, 15 years, dog.
Yeah.
That's all?
And then that's fat time. So, you do generally have to do 85%. There's no parole. You do 85% of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck. I mean, you think he'll be able to come back to the NFL? I mean, he already looked like he's 40.
I heard he'll be too old when he gets out.
Yeah. But he might be like T.O. still trying to get in the league, you know, because every year T.O. always says that some teams are trying to talk to him.
Yeah, I just feel bad because his defense probably like, we go get nickel coverage or dime coverage. He's like, well, that'll be 20. I was like, what? What are you talking about, Sam? I was just saying. Y'all holler at me after the game.
That wasn't a bad joke. The chat room talking about that was a bad joke. That was a good joke.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, man.
I couldn't think of anything to go along with it. That's why I say that.
Yeah, ain't nobody adding nothing in the chat room. I just feel bad because I feel like he was a crack talent. You know what I mean? He's good. Yeah. Oh. But, all right.
Poor little Sammy. I wonder if he got kids. That's who's going to real himself at the truth.
That's true.
Yeah, because what's my man name who couldn't stop smoking weed with the Titans and the Denver Randy Broncos? Moss? No, running back. My boy Travis Henry. Yeah, that's who it was. Mm. Had 11 kids by 9 different women. He went to prison. He did like 9 years in prison for trying to sell, was it 3 keys of cocaine? So I don't know. It's just maybe he just has a lot of kids.
He denied being a kingpin, but said he was a marijuana addict with a penchant for trusting friends and saying things he didn't mean. I have regrets, Your Honor. I have lots of regrets. His biggest regret was starting to smoke marijuana, an addiction he said he picked up in college at Northern Illinois, and that grew once he got to the pros. Heard has claimed he shared marijuana with his former teammates and smoked every day during parts of his career with the Bears and the Dallas Cowboys. I made some dumb decisions, some very bad decisions, Heard said. So...
Mm. And see, you know, and I do, and I will admit this. I mean, I have extensively written papers on why marijuana should be legalized, but you cannot deny that marijuana is addictive. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, I think as long as we weed those people out of society, we'll be fine.
If you get paid millions of dollars to stop, to not do drugs, to not smoke marijuana, if they pay me, I love food, and I can show you that I love my chicken. Right. If you pay me and my contract says that I cannot eat chicken, I am not going to eat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And these guys can't stop.
Heard's December 2011 arrest outside a suburban Chicago steakhouse came after he tried to buy a kilo of cocaine. Nigga, what? Why? Oh, my God. He was just too much Rick Ross, dog. He was trying to be the kingpin.
This is a chronic problem.
From his iPhone.
Oh, my God. He said, chronic problem. Heard told an undercover agent that he wanted to 5 to 10 kilos of cocaine and 1,000 pounds of marijuana per week.
Yeah.
To distribute.
He didn't realize he needed to go overseas to make that transaction.
This nigga watched The Wire and was like, I'm in.
Hey, you know, you got to go to Colombia to make them type of deals.
He has to go to Mexico. He probably got scared. He like, hey, man, they killing people by the
Jamaica.
He claimed he was already moving 4 kilos a week. Wow, dude. Do y'all even believe that?
I don't know.
People make some pretty stupid decisions. I have to say that. Because, I mean, again, this dude doesn't seem too bright. Because while he's on trial, I mean, his trial is pending. Federal charges, and he fails his drug test. He was still smoking weed even afterwards. He still has to meet a judge. The prosecutor has all this evidence. He's still failing his drug test. So this is a dude who's not too smart.
I'll be honest, though, man. When you know you're going to jail, go ahead and ball out, spend what little money you got, have some fun on the outside. Because it's going to be a long time before you get to see the streets again.
Save the lawyer fees.
Because one of my friends, well, not friends, but we played on football team together. Shout out to Trey Newby. You know, hopefully they free him one day. But he got sentenced 35 years in prison. 420 months, I believe. That is. And this was his first offense for trying to attempt to sell cocaine. So that just lets you know that The feds don't play when it comes to drug dealing.
Why they gotta say it in months?
I don't know why.
We sentence you to no less than 372 months.
It's like women, though, when they tell me how old their child is. Hell, right. He is 27 months.
Or how
like,
many men they slept with.
Okay, yeah.
What we know is a goddamn lie, ladies. Oh, well, yep.
Like J. Cole said, you can divide that by four.
Richie Incognito.
Multiply.
Richie Incognito filed a grievance Thursday against the Miami Dolphins over his suspension. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a legal move that he would do at this point.
Yeah, I mean, because he's going to lose, I think, $1.2 million.
Well, who's going to pick him up, even if he wins? Say he was to win, and Martin, even, oh, Martin overreacted. Martin paid a part in it, too.
Nigga, you know who's going to pick him up. The Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles, we don't care.
You think so?
Yeah, our locker room, apparently, we adjust. Send him to racism rehab for 48 hours and put him right back there.
Oh,
in
him
the
and Riley
suit.
Cooper going to be best friends.
He's a little older than Cooper.
Him and Cooper going to be best friends.
Yeah, this dude.
And Cognito going to really block because, you know, he got a white quarterback. So if it's Vic back there, he might be in some trouble. If I'm the Eagles, I don't pick him up if Vic is still starting. But if my boy Foles is back there, then I'm cool.
He requests that his hearing be held on a expedited basis so he can immediately start playing for the team.
Of course.
Makes okay. Because you know if they bring this nigga back into the workforce.
But didn't
he got one thing to do, and they're going to have to be like, we fucked up.
But the team is the one that released him, though, right?
Yeah.
So well, they can sue the team to make him get back on the team?
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, because it goes to arbitration. And
I just release him at this point?
I just think he's a pussy.
Yeah, I think they're going
to
do that.
I just think he's a pussy if he doesn't go up to the Miami Dolphins owner and punch him in the mouth.
Yep, that is a weekend.
That's how you get back on the team.
And, you know, and it's so funny, too, because, you know, on his Twitter, when Adam Schefter had these allegations, he was like, oh, you know, you're lying against me. He says, you know, these are...
Yeah, prove it.
No, he said, bring it.
Yeah.
And Schefter brought it. And so now he's saying, oh, well, I'm just trying to weather this storm.
Yeah, I just need to get out of this.
So, you know, he got bitched back. That's what I say. That's all Martin had to do.
I don't understand how he thinks he'll get back on the team. They suspended him for...
Indefinitely.
Right.
Apparently the facts that Martin had, like the proof.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is, again, from a legal standpoint, it does. I mean, because Martin, I mean, but, you know, Incognito has what? He has over 1,000 text messages of them going back and forth. And even Martin saying, I will, kill your family. I will fuck your whole family up or whatever. So, I mean, he does have some possible, and he has a team backing him up.
Mm-hmm.
So, from an objective standpoint, he has some validity in his argument.
He just got to explain that half nigger thing.
Well, yeah, that's it.
That's really where he lost
that's
me.
That's it. That's
like, Vic was, when we were at the gym, Vic was arguing on the side of, I mean, you know, the half nigga this, half nigga that is fine, whatever.
I never said it was fine.
But you know what I mean? He was like, you know, dude, just being a pussy, you need to go punch him. And then we had a random white dude that's kind of a dick come over and start angrily yelling about.
He's like Joe from Family Guy. That's what I call him, Joe. If you watch from Family Guy, that's who he is.
He basically was like, well, Martin just needs to man up and all this shit. And then it completely changed how Vic felt because it was like, who the fuck is this white dude to be telling a black dude to man up about being called a nigger?
Exactly.
Like, fuck you.
And then he sort of got in my face where I'm thinking like, okay, this is this crazy kind of guy where if you fought, you might think you'd have to kill him because he's going to keep getting back up.
Exactly.
Every time you hit him, it's going to be...
And that's how Incognito gonna do.
And he's a crazy kind of dude where he's big where I'm thinking like, okay, this might be a fight to the death.
Which dude is this, Rod?
Rob.
Oh, Rob was.
Yeah, he jumped in and was like, oh, I mean, you just got a man up.
He was just playing, but he was still getting in my face.
Right,
and
you
I
know Rob
like,
don't know how to
you
play.
Know, he's using an example. He's like, yeah, Victor, you know, Martin, you know, Incognito was probably like, yeah, you pussy motherfucker. He's getting on my face. I'm like, yo, back the fuck up.
Right.
Are you just
You know how people can't tell a story without fucking miming the shit in your face. Like, I would have just grabbed him like this. You're like, nigga, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta,
I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word. Use your words.
Yeah, let's
talk about.
So I did change my opinion on that slightly when he did that to me.
Because it does. Because I tell you, for me, the thing that turns me off, like with the Matt Barnes situation, where people were like, "Well, I think no one should use the N word, and he should be fined and suspended for a game for putting in a tweet." And I'm like, "Who the fuck are these white dudes to tell black people who can and can't say the fucking N word?"
You guys created it.
Yeah. Fuck you. Like, I'm not, well, like, you don't get to say. That's all.
And that's the thing, because, you know, for someone such as myself, and I'm like Stephen A. Smith, if any black brother has lied, has probably said they've never used the N-word, they're lying. And I used to use it in every sentence. And, you know, I have tried to reframe or try to slow how much I use it. And at least to this point where if I'm around you guys, you know, I will, you know, I'll say it. You know, if I'm in a corral where it's not as many African-Americans or it's not around people I'm comfortable with, I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, people act like, to feel comfortable, but people act like we don't know when.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I live this life. I know when I can say nigga and when I can't. I've had a job. It's like I walk into a fucking corporate meeting and I'm like, so I turn in those reports, niggas. And listen, nigga, I was talking to my nigga the other day. Like, we know. Y'all are the ones who don't know.
What
you the one calling people on their cell phone talking about some half niggers. We don't do that.
I've never called someone that before. Right. Never. I have been around people who use it ever since. I have never heard anyone been called a half nigger.
Dude.
Never.
You know it's bullshit because no one ever, white people completely never fuck up with stuff like bitch. Yeah. Like, they never get confused. Never hear a white dude going on a diatribe like, well, I heard my wife saying, what's going on, my bitch, to her friends. And, you know, I called her. I said, bitch, what's for dinner? And she didn't come home.
I go up to one of your wife's friends and say, hey, my bitches, how you guys doing?
You wouldn't do it because you understand. You shouldn't do it, assholes. John Fox and Gary Kubiak want to return this season. Not much to say there other than coaches be crazy, dog. If I had a fucking heart attack, I'm done with that job.
And not even just
that year, that job. Like, it's not worth dying, dude.
And it's like my man too from you know, Minnesota University, because you know I was in Minnesota.
Shout out to
was his name Jerry Keel. Mm-hmm. He keeps having all these seizures to the point now he can't coach either. He has seizures on the sidelines. And I am not an expert, the health expert on seizures, but it is getting to a point where, you know, you were having them during the games. I would rather see you retire.
It ain't worth it.
That Phil Jackson treatment. Like, get me the big chill. I'm going to whisper something in somebody else's ear, and they're going to take care of it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Coach K said he can't fathom why anybody would tank, even though he thinks, you know, the players in the college this year are really great. He doesn't think American coaches would allow their teams to tank.
That's like, you know, that's like someone rich saying, I can't fathom someone poor using food stamps. Yeah. I mean, he gets the top talent every year.
Coach K. Yeah. Everybody doesn't get to recruit.
Yeah, everyone doesn't get top talent. Right. I mean, he has 9 All-Americans on his team.
Right. It's the NBA. You can't just go to someone's house and be like, you want to play for the Wizards or what?
Yeah.
Like, no, nigga.
Otherwise, Jordan would be good right now.
Your ass would be tanking. Yeah. Duke would be tanking if that was the only way to get good players. Yeah, you're too smart not to.
Yeah, you got lucky to sign up for a school where basketball is important.
Yep. Since it's Shirley Wan's birthday, I'll go ahead and play this article. Someone on ESPN talking about Jeremy Lin. Why is the volume not working?
Give me Shirley, is Jeremy Lin, would you consider him Chinese or Taiwanese?
He's American.
Well,
he was born in San Francisco.
I know, but he was born of, you know, for parents from Taiwan, and we know the whole big deal between China and Taiwan, that some people say that Taiwan is China and some people say Taiwan.
Why are you even fascinated with this? Don't do this.
I'm sorry.
Next.
I was just
trying to holler at Shirley.
I don't even know how Shirley looks. I mean,
she was an attorney.
I can see you on Twitter.
Heard she was an attorney and was like, hell, I don't base off looks.
I mean, y'all could both, she's looking for a job, you looking for a job, y'all could both job search together.
I thought Shirley had found something.
Oh, she already did? Well, Vic, you know, want to make that move, bro.
Hey, hold on.
It's her birthday.
Let me clean out my glasses now for you. You know, I don't have any kids.
Here's a clip from ESPN.
I like taking long walks.
Talking about Jeremy Lin. Let me play this.
Okay. Tonight, however, no question whether Jeremy's sensational game will be on the court and whether Lin's sanity will spread again as the Rockets were at the Garden. Jeremy Lin coming into tonight's game with back-to-back 30-point games for the first time in his career, and he was cooking with some hot peanut oil. Take a look at that.
He was doing what now?
Cooking with some hot peanut oil?
Rockets were at the Garden. Jeremy Lin coming into tonight's game with back-to-back 30-point games for the first time in his career, and he was cooking with some hot peanut oil. Take a look at that. He's a little bucket, 32-20.
Yeah, that's racist. You can't be doing that, bruh. What is this shit? That is racist as fuck. You cannot do that.
What? How long did he work on that joke?
And didn't he, was he not aware 2 years ago when the dude got fired for the chink in the armor thing?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Remember when they got out of control with them puns? Every week was, you know, looks like Jeremy Lin has a bright fortune cookie.
I'm like, yeah, and I think maybe because he thought Jason Whitlock, which I hate him. I utterly just Jason Whitlock. If you're hearing this, I hate you. I do not think you deserve to be a writer for ESPN. And anytime you write something, I completely disregard it.
Yeah, you half nigger son of a bitch. I was shooting your mouth.
But when Jason Whitlock
slap your mother,
we had to write. This dude wrote after one of his Lin's game. He said that, you know, Jeremy Lin, some woman is going to feel a couple of inches worth of pain. You went for another man's jugular for the nuts again. What is up with that? And you should have been fired. You have no business being on ESPN, but they let him get away with it. They let him get away with it. So, yeah. I don't know.
We already talked about it, but NBA sent out a bullying memo.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find. Rob Gronkowski, speaking of racism, had to apologize because he got caught on tape mocking a man of Asian heritage. And the video got posted online.
I bet you he still starts.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
The Patriot way, you know.
Listen,
this is
the thing that Jameis Winston has to know. If you throw a good spiral, it doesn't matter how many people you rape. And the same thing with a dude like Gronkowski. Bros will be bros as long as you putting up 100-yard games. Nobody gives a fuck about your morality as a sports person as long as you're winning and playing good.
But from what I've heard, I don't know, I could be wrong, my sources could be wrong, is that with Gronk, that the person was Asian and they were making this joke and they were sort of egging him on to go off like that. So I don't know. Maybe again, he should have said, you know what? Some people will ask me cultural jokes in front of a bunch of people, and you know what I say? I ain't even going there.
Unless he was on the black guy who tips.
Maybe you should do that.
Unless he was on the black guy who tips, doing guess the race is not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time.
Yeah. Only for black people, right? Racism.
Yeah.
Only for black people. Because we have Al Sharpton.
Right, exactly. Who's the Asian Al Sharpton?
Yeah, somebody has to say, hey, maybe Shirley.
Mm-hmm. So we do have, to wrap the show up.
Or maybe you rock.
But we could never leave the show without,
You should play the sad music when you guess the race wrong, and then play Hey Mamba.
Hey, nobody can possibly, wrap up the show without talking about my man Kobe Bryant. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. That's right. It's time to talk about Kobe Bryant. This week, Kobe Bryant was in the news, not for his hard work on his rehabbing, not for his timetable to return. He was here because he inspired a man. Okay. I believe most of us watched the NCAA tournament last year when a young man named Kevin Ware suffered one of the most brutal leg injuries I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Freak accident.
Bone sticking out.
Trey Bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, throwing up when you look at it.
Right. Like, it was really just sick.
You had to be a sick person to even want to look at that.
Pray for the bear.
And most people, when they saw that, they said, that poor kid, that's terrible.
And he's not walking again.
They said, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it anymore. Obviously, he's done playing basketball. Hopefully, he'll be able to walk. But he's never going to be great. He's done. Well, according to ESPN Sunday Conversation, Ware said that he and a Los Angeles Lakers star had a friendly wager after they both suffered devastating injuries earlier this year, Ware was rehabbing from a broken leg and Bryant was recovering with a torn Achilles tendon. The bet, whoever makes a comeback first has to attend one of the other's games. Now, that is why Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest players. And it's why he loves the kids. He gave this kid the Kobe system and got his ass back on the court. I saw the kid play the other day, man.
He didn't quit on life.
He didn't give up. He didn't forget about his dreams. He got out there and he started playing again. Now, you know, Kobe doesn't like losing, but I'm sure he's going to take that trip to Louisville and watch Kevin Ware play, man. So yeah, man, he scored 6 points in 10 minutes. You know, he's back, man. So thank you, Kobe. You know, you saved this kid's life, man. Who knows what would happen to this kid if he would have never got on the field. I know who wouldn't have done it. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan would have beat him.
Yeah. He would be like, you're not part of my Jordan brand. Yeah.
Now, Michael Jordan would have got healthier first. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to let him win.
Right. He would have came and broke his leg again so he could never win the bet. All right, man. It's been another episode of Balls Deep, man. Justin, Vic, thank y'all so much for doing this, man. I had a lot of fun. Man,
appreciate you for having me up here.
No doubt. It's one of my favorite episodes you've ever done, man. And we'll be back again next week, man, talking more sports and more shit, man. So until then, peace out.